want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you? I want a blue tie. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, how are you? I still got it. I still got it. Kiss me, dear.
No kidding, he's got it.
Yeah.
Don't kiss me on the lips. No, Hillary here. Just hug me.
Yeah, hug me. No kiss like Al Gore. I don't want to do that, but...
How are you?
Man, do I still have it. I still totally... Hey, you in the second row, what hotel are you staying at?
And now I'm a Republican, because I'm in the 1%.
Yeah. That's right, I make a lot of money right now.
He's the guy. He's the guy.
He looks great. He looks good.
Yes. Listen, I hate to go backwards, but it is July 27th, 2004. 1 year ago today. Today, 1 year ago.
Today.
You remember what happened? Regretfully, a year ago today.
Very sad.
Bob Hope died.
Wow.
It's been a year.
Wow. That's for you. The music tells you we've come to one of the perennial highlights of our Christmas show, the introduction of the Associated Press All-American Football Team.
That's right, Bob.
The cream of the NCAA.
He's gone.
The Master of Collegiate Athletic Association. Here they come, one by one, ton by ton, the best of the 1991 season. Let's start with the All-American defensive team right there.
Right there.
He's at the tackle, University of Washington.
He's certainly bigger than the other opposing linemen.
What?
In fact, he's generally bigger than the other school team's bus.
You know, it's still great. Still great.
Great to pay tribute to Bob.
When they were propping him up and working him the way that Frank Oz works the Muppets.
He's so big.
A lot of people don't realize that shape actually sounds like him dying.
Yeah. Bob. 1 year ago today,
wow,
we lost this treasure.
Defensive lineman, senior,
baby. This treasure right here.
Opposing players say that being blocked by this guy is an experience. You get to see what grass looks like from underneath.
Yeah.
I want to tell you.
Wow. Right there.
Bob.
Right there.
Brad Culpepper, senior defensive tackle from Sunny University of Florida.
When Brad was only 2 years old, he had his picture taken on a bearskin rug. Actually, it wasn't a rug. He sat on
tape. Oh, our tape is dead.
And 1 year later, the tape died.
So now Bob's dead, and now the tape is dead.
The tape.
The film broke.
The tape is dead.
All right, just let it go.
Might want to transfer that.
Yeah, if you can.
Don't just slam it down on the ground.
That's how to fix it.
Yeah, that's great.
Now look.
Did you put it in number six?
No, you put it in number six.
Try it at number five.
But it was in number three to begin with.
University of Iowa, senior.
Tricky.
Sarah Polter players say that after this guy tackled you, you hear bells, which is a good sign. It means you probably still have ears.
That tape is messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. No.
Just take it away. We've had our tribute to Bob.
We've had our fun.
Let it go. Try it now.
God, Rob. University senior.
Yes, sir. Opponent players tell me that you can get up after this guy tackles you, but some assembly may be required.
Yeah. All right, the tape may be fixed, but the material isn't.
No.
Jones, inside line about the sophomore at Florida State University.
Hello now, Bob.
I understand this guy got hit by a train this summer, but it's okay. Amtrak is not billing him for damages.
Wow. Well, we lost him a year ago.
Yes.
Amtrak is not billing him for damages.
1 year ago.
Hey, Rob, what's the matter with that too? What's the matter, Robbie? Robbie Spewick.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that head.
That head's so big.
How big is that head, Bob?
I don't have an answer.
I didn't prepare. I'm unprepared with my riders on here. Right. When Rob was born, that head was so large, they thought that in Washington, D.C., there were actually two Capitol domes.
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And all of you people, I know you'll be going to ilovegroaners.com later today. The Groaners will be back tomorrow.
Thank God I missed the groaners.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there.
It's from a true story. He was a neo-Nazi.
Right.
With one true enemy.
Yep.
Himself.
He hates himself.
A man of faith.
Yep.
A man of hate.
Right.
And his soul torn apart.
Robbie.
You with discretion advised.
As a tribute to Master Bob Hope.
Yes.
All of my buddies are wearing contact lenses to give them pink bunny eyes today.
Pink bunny eyes, Rob. I'm winning.
Okay. Good afternoon.
Big K.
Mr. and Mrs. Convention and all the ships at sea. The favorite show of the Biggin family. It's Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin. It's all about the Biggins. Yeah. And hello and thank you for listening to the new edition of the Don and Mike Show on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
07. 27. 04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Don and Mike Show, new episode. It's July 27th, 20-04.
Yes, wonderful to be here again.
From anywhere in America, please be calling us at 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM 202-432-1067. Yeah. Give me just a moment to get my tapes ready here.
That boy is so hateful.
I don't have an answer for that one either.
give me a moment because it's now official. The results are in.
Yes.
I don't win a lot of awards. Mike doesn't win a lot of awards. But Mike, everybody from Pity Party Incorporated is called, and I am the most selfish man in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. This is great for me.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of you, I don't know. You're here for the ride.
We'll see.
There's a girl that I watch on television in Los Angeles.
Special lady.
A special lady named Lisa Joyner, who we
had. Lisa Joyner.
We had on the show yesterday. And, of course, I watched her again today.
Yeah.
And I should mention that I watch it as background just about every day. When I'm reading the newspaper or
right.
I'm on the treadmill, I'm, you know, lounging.
But you made it a point to watch today. I mean,
having my coffee.
Yeah, whatever.
As you like to say.
Whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm watching her
mm-hmm.
while she's on
getting
TV.
Getting my nails done.
You know, Mike, whatever it is, whatever pampering I'm giving myself, if it's
sitting in your robe that's like Al Capone in The Untouchables.
If it's like Calgon bath oil bead time.
You open the door to your house and it's two doors that open up and you hear, dun, 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 dun.
It's an important part. Part of your day of beauty.
So listen, this is why it's great to be the most selfish man in radio.
Because
you can have a radio show, and you can talk about a girl that just you watch on television.
Right.
Understand, she works in Los Angeles. Our show has never been in, will never be in Los Angeles.
Right.
Never will happen. Yet I watch her. Beth Ann hears me talk about this. We get her on the air. And then this morning, this is from KCBS Channel 2.
Here we go.
In Los Angeles.
Wow.
I'm watching, and I'm not expecting anything. Like we do have a tape here somewhere of Marty Bass from Channel 13 in Baltimore. We spoke
you
to Marty
would
yesterday.
Have been horribly disappointed if she didn't mention you.
Yeah, we've got the tape of Marty Bass, but
good.
I was expecting that she would just throw in something like
just a real quickie.
I thought it would be
very
like,
small.
Hey, listen, hi to the germ out there that had me on the radio show.
When
yesterday.
You called me the first time today, do you think it was going to be a throwaway at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I called Mike and I said
you thought she was blowing it off.
Yeah.
Right.
I said she just teased it. I was walking.
Wow. She promoted it.
Yeah. This is this is really again. You know, there's so many levels of me that we could dissect here. The perverted level of me seeing a girl on TV who I don't know, but I think is cute.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Then the fact that I go to the length of she's on the show.
Fall in love with her even though you don't know her.
Yeah. Right. Right. And my wife knows it, and then,
yes.
You know, then today, you know, I'm around the TV going, well, you know, it's almost like high school. You know, I sent her a note yesterday on the
mm-hmm,
radio.
Right.
Will she send me a note back today on the television?
She sure did.
Yes, she did, and it's funny. And that's what's funny, and that's why I'm the most selfish man in radio, and I urge you to go out and get a radio show.
Yeah.
So you can be a selfish person in radio.
It's a good
because
thing.
It's really great to sit there and think, now, it's one thing for me. I'm doing a show that's heard by, we do the show, heard by 4-6 million people.
Right.
Okay? It's a radio show. She's on television in Los Angeles. She's supposed to be doing the weather in the morning. It's 10 till 7.
Right.
And instead, she's talking about our show, which is not even heard in Los Angeles.
Then it's not like this might get us a leg up in Los Angeles.
This will do nothing for us in Los Angeles.
No, but it makes us feel good. You especially.
It makes me feel good. And I thought...
Well, we like it, too, because she's a TV hottie.
Oh, and she is. And today...
The fact that she mentioned this, that's a good thing.
Today, boy, oh, boy.
We got the videotape. I want to look at it,
looking
right?
Good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little spaghetti straps. A little blue spaghetti shirt. Beth Ann's comment was, oh, it looks like she's wearing pajamas.
Yeah.
So anyway, this was this morning on Channel 2 as we continue the most selfish hour in radio.
What are the chances that Hoffman's wife would have the same, you know, allergy?
Reaction.
That's just incredible.
Much luckier than that.
Lucky woman. She used up a few of her nine lives.
Yes, she did. Hey, I just wanted to, because you reminded me, I want to tell you, there's two guys, Don and Mike, they do a show on Westwood One. We don't get it in Los Angeles. But some reason they watch us. They watch us, they're on the East Coast. They watch us, I think, on the early Pacific Coast feed is what they call it. They get an early CBS feed. Let's go outside. And they...
Now, at this point...
Wow. When she says, let's go outside.
She's, what she's got is, like, the background of whatever it is, the Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm.
And later, as she's just continuing to talk about us, the map is up there with the highs and the lows.
Right.
And the fronts. And she's just ignoring all the weather stuff that is still moving along beside her, in front of her, and to both sides of her.
Big fans. The guy,
radio jocks?
Radio disc jockeys.
Radio jocks?
Was that Brockman?
That was Kent Shockneck.
What are they, radio jocks?
What are they, radio jocks?
Radio jocks?
Big fans. The guy,
radio jocks?
Radio disc jockeys.
Radio jocks?
The one guy, Don, is apparently a big fan of mine. And I said, yeah, okay, sure. And then, stop kidding, Kevin. I thought it was my brother. And they said, would you like to do a little call-in? And I said, oh, sure, that's fine. So I called in, and I said, prove to me that you're a big fan. He goes, well, I see you at 5:07. And then about 5:13, you come on. And about 5:45, you do the morning dish. And I went, okay, creepy. Okay,
let me just point out, this is what's so selfishly great about this. It's one thing for us to waste time on this show about what fascinates us in our lives.
Right.
But this girl is now making only one man's fantasy come true.
And she's speaking to all of Los Angeles on the television.
Yeah, and they don't know me from Adam or you from Adam.
No, but you know any
But is
chance.
She great? Let me just say, can I pick them or what?
Oh, yeah, you picked the right lady.
Can I pick them or what?
Yeah, what if she blew you off, though?
Oh, well, then she'd be dead to me. But I will hold out that way back in the day, I do say that we are star makers on this show.
You know, it's amazing that we go out to Los Angeles and we get treated like that with the local TV.
Mm-hmm.
When here in Washington, of course, maybe it's the way we speak about local TV here in D.C.
Oh, God. Yeah, wow. Who was it that was on? Oh, Chris Matthews' wife was on.
Oh, she's on Channel 7.
Mm, right.
She was on up in the office and I just said...
Carl Matthews.
I saw her. I just went, ah! Oh! God, you know.
And now here's time for another Washington, D.C. News Rhino.
Just not pretty stuff.
Here's a News Rhino.
Just not pretty.
So she's still talking about you?
Oh, and you. And listen to the detail here. She mentions Frida's name.
Yeah,
and this continues now.
Plus, he knew, like, all the old jobs I had and stuff. Anyway, his partner, Mike, said, you know, his wife knows about this, and it's kind of weird. You know, he watches it every morning and stuff. I said, what does your wife think about it? They get her on the phone. She's like, I said, Frida, do you mind that he's kind of obsessive? And she goes, no. You know what? I can't control my husband's fantasies. You want him? You got him. I love her.
Wow.
I wanted to give a little shout out. Thanks to those guys. If you're in Sacramento.
Stop it for a second. Now, excuse me. Now, you conveyed this to me via telephone, but I mean, in the old days, I could probably tell you what state you were in when this was going on.
Yeah,
this was your fantasy realized. She's there your magic box, and she's talking about you.
Let me just say, understanding that we don't do the same type of show that we used to do.
It's like 2 minutes worth.
I haven't been this excited since I had that prostate exam last Thursday. But I was sitting naked in the doctor's office. Yeah.
She's doing a whole sketch on
it. I tell you, can I pick her? Can I pick them? And listen, the last one handpicked by the Don and Mike show, although I'll take credit for Lisa Joyner, you know, and she likes to hide from this fact.
Mm-hmm.
But let's please remember that Miss High and Mighty Katie Couric.
Yes, Katie Couric.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
She was our gal.
That's right. And would you believe this? That we had the audacity to call her in the morning and ask her, while she was in bed, what style and color underpants Katie Couric wore.
What type of underwear she was
wearing.
She
would never take that call now.
Oh, of course. No, she won't take our call now, period.
Right. She's not even... She's beyond TV network news people. She's hobnobbing with, like... owners of baseball teams.
I saw her last night before the convention. They were doing some pieces. She was walking around with her good friend, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Of course.
Get him. Ben, go home.
Hi, this is Boston Rob. I'm here with Ben Affleck, and we're going to talk to Katie Couric.
Ben Affleck, you know,
yuck.
When did Ben Affleck become a political pundit?
Well,
go home.
Mikey is
moron.
He's Mr. Boston, and he was giving her a private tour of Fenway Park. So just remember, back in the day, there was a time when Katie Couric treated us with the same love and affection.
Just for anybody that, you know, as far as not running down the Red Sox here, Matt Damon, Red Sox fan too, okay? He's the good one. We don't want Ben Affleck.
Right.
Listen, I'm sorry. You have to. You want Matt Damon, you got to take the tar. You got to take the tar with
Ben. You know what I hate about Ben Affleck?
What, everything?
No, he's doing all the crap I'd do if I was a movie star. You know, that
okay,
son of a
fair.
Gun, he's like running around. He's like, yeah, there's Ben Affleck with J-Lo. I would have dated J-Lo. I would have had the box seats in the front row at Fenway Park.
Sure.
And I would have gone to the Democratic Convention.
But you wouldn't have married J-Lo.
No way.
Right?
No way.
And that's where it ends.
No.
That's where it ends. Hold on.
Well, then again, wait a minute. Maybe I would have.
Let's get back to Lisa Joyner.
Yes, please.
Okay, on what, Robbie?
Ben Affleck didn't marry her. He just strung her along. Would you string her along?
Sure. Yeah.
See, there you go.
I hate him.
That's
an expensive string, though, Mike.
Yeah.
We all paused to think.
We did.
Okay.
We all paused to think about that.
Here we go.
Speaking of strings.
What are the chances that Hoffman's wife...
Oh, hold on. It restarted.
You know,
oh, that means we might have to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, no, we won't. I'll just fast forward it through.
I think she's flirting back with you.
Hold on. Yeah. I think so, too. If you watch her body language...
And I am now.
Oh, you're watching.
I'm just watching a little clip of her morning weather there.
Yeah. There's a lot of shoulder action there.
Yeah.
Is that from this morning?
Or some of their 45 affiliated cities. Listen to the Don and Mike show. 62 degrees in Burbank, 65.
Well, anyway, that's how it kind of ends.
Isn't she
sweet?
That's not
yes.
for long.
Isn't she just great?
101 degrees in New Paltz, 75.
The videotape's up on the desk in the office. You were late today. Hey, would someone grab the tape from up on the desk?
Yeah, we want to see that because didn't you?
We never have show and tell.
Didn't she sort of give herself an embrace at some point?
At the very end.
I want to see where the cigarette moves.
Now this had nothing to do with me, but at the very end of
I don't know.
At the very end of this particular newscast, as I mentioned, she put on a sweater because you know, for goodness sake, she's doing the weather in her pajamas.
If you mentioned that,
and she just kind of leaned forward towards the camera, and I was sitting there, you know, in my chair at home, just, you know, she's probably looking in the camera right now saying, I wonder if that friggin' creep is watching me now.
She didn't wonder. She didn't have a doubt in her mind. She knew you were out there. She was talking directly to you.
She wore the low-cut baby blue with the spaghetti straps just for you today.
Why is she doing that if it's not for you?
Yeah,
of course
right.
She knows you're going to be watching it. She knows
she's
dressed like
for you. She dresses like that every day on TV, though.
She's speaking to you directly.
Every day on
flirting
TV.
With you.
Baby.
The chances that
are we going to be able to get the videotape in here so Mike can see this?
Allergy.
See the actual?
Not in here.
Not in here?
No.
Oh, Mike will have to go in the production room to see it? Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to, because you reminded me, I want to tell you, there's two guys, Don and Mike, they do a show.
Okay, so anyway, thank you. Thank you to Lisa Joyner.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes.
KCBS.
The lovely Lisa.
It's exciting.
Very sweet. And watch, she'll become a big star someday.
Yeah.
And then we'll say that we knew her. And then.
And did my love interest mention us on TV this morning?
He did, Mike.
I mean, you had your fun.
He sure did. First, here's Marty from California. Now, maybe he was close enough to watch this. Marty?
Hey Don. How you doing, Mike?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, do you get the Southern California TV?
No, I don't, but I was listening to you talk yesterday and today about this, and I had one question. While you were watching and listening this morning, did you...
I'm going to dump that out in the greater good of what it is that we're trying to maintain here on the show.
That was inside and safe.
Yeah, no, it's inside and safe, except when it's a term or something that we've related to.
Right.
But
you might as well, now that you've hit the delay, answer the man's question.
Yeah.
Yes
would be the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you have to ask. like you would have to ask.
Right.
Please. So anyway, now I think we'll send her flowers.
Oh, that, yeah, that'd be nice.
You send her flowers.
No, we will send her flowers.
D-O-N-I.
It should come from you.
I'm married.
Are you in trouble about this a little bit?
No, not at all. Not at all. If anything, my wife thinks it's ridiculous. Today, she was getting ready to leave the house. Oh, you know, and it's amazing. I just want to say, you know, what a difference 24 hours makes.
Huh?
This weekend, my family made my life a freaking hell. My wife and my son, both of them, acting like they were on General Hospital or One Life to Live.
Yes,
with the yelling,
soap opera,
the screaming, the crying, the name calling.
Drama.
I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of you. I don't want to see you. Now, here we go. 24 hours later, it's all resolved.
Yes. Things have come full circle.
It's all resolved.
Well, isn't that nice?
So I got my one little moment this morning when I'm happy, and that's when my wife then wants to discuss something about work. Not my work, something about her work.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to have a serious discussion with me about her job and about her career. And okay. Buzz knows about this because we chatted about it last night. We had a great dinner last night. Incidentally, a happy anniversary to Buzz and Marcia.
Happy anniversary, Buzz.
Thank you. We had a great
and
time.
Marcia. Yeah.
It'll be 29 years. Oh, and I'm happy to report on a serious note.
Mm-hmm.
Marcia is out of the cast.
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful that she healed.
Well,
just in time for the anniversary.
Not quite healed.
Oh, really?
The swelling just doesn't seem to go away.
Well, you know, when you re-aggravate.
Mm.
We had a wonderful time with Buzz and Marcia last night.
Was there champagne? No, harder stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
A big vodka party.
Of
Make some
course.
Powerful martinis.
So we had a great time, and we talked about some of this work junk with my wife. Mm-hmm. And then this morning she wanted to, you know, I'm still transitioning out of this incredible tense, feeling like I'm a rubber band that's just been twisted and twisted and twisted.
Right.
So this morning, I'm just all giddy and like, oh, look at
what a relief.
Hey, the TV girl's going to say hi to me on TV. This
you sounded euphoric. Life is good.
This is kind of funny. I think it's goofy. Anyway, she wanted to ask me questions about her job, and she was annoyed with me because I said, listen, I talked about this with you last night. I'd love to talk to you about it's too many intense things. First, it's the big argument with the boy going back to college and what's going to happen, and then it's the crying and the screaming, and now it's the work thing. I said, here's all I want to do. All I want to do is figure out how I'm going to tape this, because it's very tough to tape, because here is the problem, and this is the problem of the modern man.
Yes.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Mm-hmm.
All the VCRs that we have are no longer hooked up to anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I forgot about that problem.
Just about everything we've got is DVD or TiVo.
Right.
So I'm thinking, oh, Christ, now how do I get this? So what I have to do, Buzz, I ended up going to the basement, the room that you helped me out in downstairs, where there was the direct TiVo.
Use the direct feed there.
The direct feed just plugged a VCR
into the TiVo unit?
Into this box. Buzz was there when he was down in my basement showing me where the box is, where everything leads to. So I just yanked out this is TiVo, put like a splitter in, put it to the VCR, pushed record, then went back upstairs to make sure I had a picture upstairs. And while this is going on, Frida's asking me questions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's saying, but what do you think I should tell them about? And I find, she's about to talk about me on television. I really have to get this taped. I'm the only one that gets the West Coast feed. I can't ask somebody else to tape this. I have to tape this. And none of our VCRs work. And then she said, well, who's screaming now?
And I said, okay,
I'm sorry. I'm screaming now. And then she said, the last thing she said, she walked out the door today. My wonderful wife of 23 years. And God, I love her. She said, have a good time. Hope your latest TV girlfriend says hi. Hope you get it on tape. I'm just going to be going at, you know, she's doing all the stuff to me that my kid did to her that made her cry over the weekend.
But did you cry?
No, it didn't make me cry because I was focused. Focused on the task at hand.
Right. Getting that recorded so we could all share.
And so I could have proof that my bestest girl on television said hi to me today. Because
yes.
That's a very selfish thing.
And yeah, but it's a good thing.
It's a selfish good thing.
Good selfish.
Now, the other beautiful person that said hello to us on television today.
Another TV cutie.
Was from Channel 13 in Baltimore. Yesterday, as it turns out, we had a conversation with Marty Bass, who for many years we thought we had been feuding with.
Never seriously.
Right.
I just didn't know.
Hold on, I got a question here on the phone, and I didn't want to say it, but I'll let this guy say it, because I was thinking it. Hey, Rich?
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering, well, Leah was doing her morning workout when she was looking up at the news. What she might have been thinking when she heard your names were in the top three.
Yes.
You know what, I gotta say, I didn't want to say it because it appears to be small and petty, but I gotta say, I had the thought too. What if Lisa Remedy from King and Queens happened to get up yesterday morning?
She'll probably call Lisa Joyner.
There's a younger woman on television who's talking about us now.
But they're friends, and if Leah calls Lisa...
I bet they're not really friends. I bet they're like showbiz friends. I bet they're showbiz friends.
Don't we think the fantasy... Don't we think the fantasy's getting a little out of hand now?
Mike, do we have to stop it at this point? Do we really have to stop it? Because
winner!
Because, yeah,
your picture of...
you got it, thank you.
You know, Leah Remini with her newborn baby feeding in front of the TV, picking up a shoe and throwing it at the TV.
Damn you, Don Geronimo!
Thank you. And Mike.
No.
You don't want Leah to hate you too?
No, with Leah, you were always, you know, with the TV ladies, you're always the one that takes point.
I know. Guilty pleasure. Guilty.
Me, you know, let's separate it, okay? When it comes to this show, okay, you're the one that falls in love with the TV hotties and brings them into here. That's your element of selfishness. My element of selfishness is pure whoredom. I am a whore.
But I like Stan Lee, too.
Of course.
I acted like a girl with him.
Yes, I know.
I acted like he was a girl with me, with the guy that made up Spider-Man.
This is true, but these are all people that have, they come on the show and they're put on the show. Mine are simply gratuitous plugs for businesses that make my life better.
Do we have a plug at this moment?
Oh, no. No, I mean, if you wanted me, you know, if you were giving me a free pass, I'd throw one out, but there.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll save. I want to save them.
Yeah, wise.
Okay,
save them up, see?
Mm-hmm.
File that.
Anyway, Martin Bass. Oh, hold on. Here's Aaron.
Martin Bass.
Aaron.
TV cutie.
Aaron and I guess Wichita. Hey, Aaron?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Listen, I'd like to throw a shout-out to all the Asians last night about the trading spouses. They were not the ones subtitled, if you notice.
The what? What is he saying? What? I'm confused.
Well, now, my wife was trying to tell me something. She did TiVo trading the mommy show, where we had the mommy on yesterday. And we were at the...
I got a quick look at her last night.
And Trina said, you want to watch it this morning? That's when I was going through this thing with taping Lisa Joyner.
Right.
I don't really know what happened, but the mommy that we had on yesterday from Trading Mommies... She's the woman that's married to the Oriental guy, and
she's married to the Japanese father, and they have
two kids. She's living with a black family, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay. And?
Well, what's your point, sir? Come on.
Aaron?
Oh, it was just hilarious. For once, it wasn't the Asians where you couldn't understand them. It was all hello there, and they had to...
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the help.
Thanks from Wichita.
You know, again,
home of the plan.
Again with that, you know, please leave the driving to me on that one, okay? Leave the driving to me. Hey, give that guy a lot of time. Give him a lot of rope.
Wow.
Give him a lot of rope. Tim, Don and Mike show. Hello,
right.
Tim.
That's right.
Hey, guys. Did you hear what local TV personality is looking for work that was a big fan of yours?
Yes, if you're going to mention Gervier Dinza, you are bringing news that is months old to us.
Gotcha.
And now, what is your mom?
She's a dirty whore.
Thank you. And what town does she live in?
Baltimore.
All right, we accept that answer.
We accept that as four cities.
Did Gervier get a job with Channel 5?
I do not think so.
It was a rumor that was around.
You know, we can, we can talk about Gervier. We could talk about what happened to Frank Herzog.
Yeah.
You know, why has
Frank, who's still on the weekend.
Why has life taken such a crap on, he's not our friend, he's our acquaintance, but Frank Herzog.
Yeah, and I mean, Frank, don't you think Frank falls into that category where you do something long enough, they at least kind of take care of you instead of just, saying bye-bye?
I'll tell you exactly what's happening here. What we're doing now is, all we're doing is talking about TV people. But it's okay because, you know, the TV lady said hi to me and then we met the Marty Bass tape here. Frank Herzog is another TV guy. We've meant to talk about, there are four separate TV people here.
Mm-hmm.
There's the TV girl in Los Angeles, okay? Then there's the TV guy in Baltimore, Martin Bass.
Right.
We'll play his tape in a moment.
TV cutie.
Then there's...
the TV lady in Washington, Gervier, who just got fired from the CBS station, who used to call our show.
Very nice lady.
Right. Then there's Frank Herzog, the guy who used to be the voice of the Redskins and used to be the main sports guy on the CBS station. He got fired from both of those jobs within, like, 3 months.
And as far as the feud at Frank Herzog, you know, let me tell you, we never had a real feud with him. But you know what? Over the years, we gave him a lot of grief. You know, fun grief. Poking fun at him.
Yeah.
But you know what? The guy never, ever backed away from coming on this show and talking to us. And he knew what we did, and he gave us a hard time one time. And it was always in fun, I thought. And it's just unfortunate to see that what's happened to him.
The nicest thing I could really say about Frank Herzog, and incidentally, he knew that we joked about his hair plug.
Sure. Of course he did.
Way back in the day.
Right.
But the nicest thing ever was that bizarro weekend when somebody got sick. The Redskins are playing Tampa Bay. It's an exhibition game. And they only had two guys to do the game.
Right.
So somebody said to me, do you want to do the game?
Mm-hmm.
And it was me and Sam Huff and Frank Herzog. Right.
You were the third color guy.
Yeah. Now, Sam was less than thrilled.
Sam didn't want you in that booth.
That DJ was in there.
Yes.
Frank Herzog, I still remember to this day, we were walking around the field at the Buccaneer Stadium, and here's a guy, for like 15 years, I've said, he's got hair plugs, you know, we used to make fun of him,
right.
He's tall and dorky and all the things, but then we kind of became friends with him. Now when he could really screw me, because it's a real
NFL. Oh, he could have paid you back so big, it's amazing.
It's a real NFL game. He could have just said anything to me like, hey, Don, you got any idea who number 82 is? You know, meanwhile, I'm looking, you know, we were walking around the field before the game, he said, listen.
Don't sell yourself short, though. You would have known who number 82 was. So.
Jacquez Green.
There you go. But I know what you're saying.
But he was nice enough, and I don't think I mentioned this at the time, as we were walking around the field to say, listen, broadcasting is broadcasting. You're a broadcaster. I'm a broadcaster. We're the guys who know what we're doing in the booth. You just go up and broadcast and have a good time. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing he said is, I got your back.
Ah.
So just have fun.
God bless him.
And I don't think I ever mentioned that about Frank Herzog, because I don't like saying nice stuff about people, because it
comes back and bites you.
It's not my rap, and also at some point he'll come up and say, hey, thanks for, and you know, it's like that would just make me feel oogie. But that was a very nice thing for Frank Herzog to do.
Yeah.
And he's a TV guy now who just got canned from two gigs. And here's what's embarrassing about this, as opposed to like, if you're fired in radio, you're fired. I mean, you're gone.
Right.
They call you in and you say, what? And they say, you just did your last show.
Mm.
This guy, Frank Herzog, they can him from the Redskins and they can him from Channel 9 and they put it in the newspaper that they can him, and then they expect him to still go in and work like for 4 months.
Yeah, right. I saw him this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the weekend. So, you know, it's just that he is a good guy and he's a professional, and that's all you need to say about the guy.
And anyway, he got screwed by
he got screwed here too.
Oh yeah. By Redskins Radio as well. But we covered that in depth when that happened.
Yeah.
And Gervier, I don't know what's going on there.
No, that's it. I've read rumors that Gervier is going to Channel 5, but I don't know whether they're true or not.
Well, I wish all of these people would call. And you know, as long as we're on the topic, Wilma. When are you going to call, baby?
Yeah, where's she?
Wilma Thomas, where are you, honey?
Come on, you know it'll be fun.
Come on, Wilma.
We're just going to talk about the fact that we think you'd make a good woman.
And that we think you look like Michael Jackson. If Michael Jackson totally bleached his skin. And
no, you look like Michael Jackson. If Michael Jackson succeeded with everything he wanted
to
do.
If all the plastic surgery was
properly.
Well,
that's positive. Yeah, you're the ideal.
That's right, Will. We're talking to you, Will Thomas.
There is a picture in Michael Jackson's dressing room of Will Thomas, and under it it says, after. That's the target. That's what he wants.
That's absolutely.
Right. So there's so many TV people that we'd love to talk about. And we'd like some of them to call in.
That'd be nice.
Like Gervier Dinza, if you're listening, you've called our show before. She's an anchor lady on the CBS station here in D.C. She just got her ass booted out of that station.
We'd love to know what your plans are. I mean, apparently her husband is down south or something like that. She might be going down to a TV station down there. I'd like to know what she's doing.
A lot of the time with radio people, like for instance, when like Jim and Mary got fired, these two people work on a country station. We don't really know them, but we know them. They got fired and we called the next day and said, you want to be on our show? So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Want to tell their side of the story.
Good. Absolutely.
You know,
great.
You would think, I would hope that the TV people like Gervier and Frank, you know, listen,
What do you got to lose? I don't expect you to come in and say that, you know, you, what you'd like to do is
you hate everybody.
Go into Channel 9 with a gun today. But
no, but, they just miss you.
You know, you could say, gee, boy, you're treated poorly. And you should be treated with a little more respect than that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anyway, so that's all I wanted to say. And Frank Herzog, don't put off calling in. Just remember, Davy Marlin Jones never called this show, and now, sadly...
Yes, yeah, regretfully, he has passed.
Davy Marlin Jones is gone. He's
Wait,
out.
Too long.
Now, hold on. Here's Harpo. Harpo, this is the Don and Mike show. Hello, Harpo.
Hey, if past activities can foretell the future, does that mean that Lisa and Marty are on their way out, or just Lisa because she's the CBS affiliate?
Oh, no, the fact that Gravir Dinza got blown out had nothing to do with her association with our show. As a matter of fact, you would use, as we've already pointed out, the benchmark, the person that we would use as the trial would be Katie Couric.
Right, yeah.
That there's someone who was on our show for many years.
She became the Today Show co-anchor.
Then became very famous and forgot that we were ever a part of her life.
Now she's with the Red Sox guy, the owner, like one of the big wigs, Tom Werner.
That's right. With her fancy shoes.
She was there with all the power brokers the other night. And really, she was kind of like the star of the show with her perky little smile.
She's Katie Couric.
However, Mike Buchanan used to spend a lot of time with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had some quality times with Mike Buchanan.
He survived a long time, though, after
he did.
That.
See, and now Mike
is starting to give me a complex, because, yes, people that have been, like, really close to this show have never lasted in TV.
Leah read for Morris Jones.
Yeah. You're right.
He still wants to be our friend, Morris Jones does.
Yeah.
It's the bubonic Don and Mike.
Oh, don't tell me we've got the reputation. Don't come on our show now. You won't last in television.
No, come on, please.
No. You know, Katie Couric, we've got that in
that's
that
right.
example.
You'll always have that.
And listen, who says that, you know, what's going on with Leah Remini? I think that we are, you know, we didn't say goodbye. We just said, see you later.
Absolutely.
See you later.
It's not goodbye, just so long.
And Frank doesn't count.
No, right, because we're just talking out of our butts on Frank Herzog, right. You know, because we'd like him to call in.
We just like him.
And Gravir has called the show before, and she should call in.
Love her.
And frankly, all of these people that we waste time talking about on television should call in and acknowledge the fact that we're talking about you.
Absolutely.
And that includes you too, Laura Evans. I'm talking to you, because I know you're out there.
And don't forget the very successful Steve Doocy.
Oh, screw Steve Doocy.
He's done rather well.
Doocy on the Zoo.
No, you know, I boycott that Fox News channel.
Dude, you can go back with all the people we've had little bitty relationships with. Paul Berry.
Oh.
You know, and we've got Maury Povich.
Yeah. We got a lot of...
I mean, it's beyond... all these people, it goes a little bit beyond the interview.
Yeah, it burns white hot for a while.
Yeah.
And then there's always the one thing that we do that ends up ruining the relationship when these people don't want to be our friends anymore.
Exactly.
But I think that's part of our charm.
That's right.
The fact that just like with this Lisa Joyner thing, the fact that I can't let it go. I went to Beth Ann and I said...
Well, you've got the distance factor with her, so she won't be poisoned.
I said, send her some flowers. But it doesn't mean I won't email her. Because that's how it started with Leah.
Yeah, I know.
Remember, it was just, you know.
I say within 3 months, we'll be doing a live broadcast from Los Angeles, and you'll be sleeping in her house.
I only did that with Leah one
that's
time.
The goal. I got news for you.
And there was nothing sexual there. You know that because I
got news for you. This time, I'm coming.
Hey, pal. Tiger. Single guy out there living the life that all of us wish we could. Let me just say, if I got to go to Los Angeles to sleep at her home,
right.
Like I did with Leah's, where nothing happened, but I was just in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And I would want that to be my private time.
Okay.
My private time in Lisa Joyner's house. Mm. And how scared do you think she'd be if she heard a copy of this tape today?
I think there'd be a restraining order in your future.
How frightened do you think she would be, for Jesus Christ's sake? What is this? Oh, is that the Bob Hope broken tape?
Yeah,
are you still trying to push your
Rob,
wares?
Rob, what's wrong with you?
Rob is still trying to push his wares on me now. Most times...
Now he's sad.
Most times...
Had that worked, that would have been fine.
Are we going to be able to transfer that? Because we ought to save that digitally.
Let's see, hold on.
Back to the University of Oklahoma.
This guy has some appetite. I took him through a drive.
All right, can we save it before it's totally destroyed?
We're going to damage it.
Technology, we can rebuild it.
All right.
Well, then what you have to stop doing is just slipping in the machine and, you know, giving me the...
But I like it.
Push number six.
I like it a lot. It's a tribute to a great man.
He likes it when it slows down, too.
Hold on.
So he's not telling you.
Hold on. John... John has the best TV celebrity friendship we ever had.
Okay.
That went bad. The best and the biggest, and this one is undisputed. John.
Your love fest with Larry King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the biggest and the best.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, at one point, he asked us to MC a charity roast for him.
For him.
Mm-hmm. For him.
Yeah, and we did it.
That's how tight we were with Larry King.
Mm-hmm. Back to
he gave him a heart attack.
Well, he had a heart attack the day after he came on our show.
But
no one can dispute that fact.
But he's the biggest name, and he's the one that we can say, yeah, we are fighting with.
Yes, just that's a feud.
Because he's sad now. He doesn't like us.
Well, you can hear it when these, you know, when the people call and mention our names to Larry, and he just, you know, gets completely thrown off track.
Right. Well, what was that, Mike?
Donna Mike?
All right, a break, and then we'll hear the Marty Bass tape. Hello, right. Nikki, Ricky?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi, Nikki.
That's Nikki.
Nikki, hi.
Uh-huh.
Hi, you're
hi,
so
Nikki.
Fine.
Hi.
You blow my mind. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, it's Nikki with an N, actually.
Oh, hi, Nikki.
Everybody gets it wrong. I was just calling. You guys had it mentioned, like, I don't know, I'm kind of a new listener, but Jim Vance, he's on 4. But
yeah, we've never had a relationship with Jim Vance, and we have always felt that he hates us. And because of just, you know, well, this is TV, folks.
Well, yeah. Yes. And also, I think we were the ones to coin the fact that he looks like Grady from Sanford and Son.
And, of course, he couldn't have been repaired after that.
Well, it seems like he's, like, losing it now or something. Maybe his vision's going. But if you ever watch, like, a newscast with him, he's always flubbing something or has to go back and read it.
How old would Jim Vance be now?
Well, way old.
Way old?
Way old.
60s
like,
old?
I would think so.
I know. The sad thing is I have a huge crush on him, too, and I'm like 28, and I have no idea
I've always thought that Jim Vance is kind of cool.
He is kind of cool.
As far as anchors go, you know.
Like the man.
His delivery is he's too cool for school.
Right. Exactly. So, Nikki, you like the older newsman, then?
I guess so. I don't.
Shut up, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
Buzz. My type, but I really have, you know.
On the day after your anniversary.
Listen, darling
what was
Nikki,
I thinking?
Darling Nikki, my darling Nikki, the words I would say now on the radio, but we would lose our license now. Darling
right.
Nikki.
Magazine.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's the second time that subject has come into the show in a very roundabout way.
I don't know what subject you're even talking about.
I don't. I'm just enjoying myself right now. I'm dancing on the ceiling.
We got a bad break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We'll be right back.
What are the chances that Hoffman's wife would have the same, you know, allergy? That's just incredible. That's
much luckier than that.
Lucky woman. She used up a few of her 9 lives.
Yes, she did. Hey, I just wanted to, because you reminded me, I want to tell you, there's two guys, Don and Mike, they do a show on Westwood One. We don't get it in Los Angeles. But some reason they watch us. They watch us, they're on the East Coast. They watch us, I think, on the early Pacific Coast feed is what they call it. They get an early CBS feed. Let's go outside. And they, big fans,
these
the guy.
Radio jockeys?
Radio disc jockeys. And the one guy, Don, is apparently a big fan of mine. And I said, yeah, okay, sure. And then, stop kidding, Kevin. I thought it was my brother. And they said, would you like to do a little call-in? And I said, oh, sure, that's fine, that's fine. So I called in, and I said, prove to me that you're a big fan. He goes, well, I see you at 5:07, and then about 5:13, you come on, and about 5:45, you do the morning dish. And I went, okay, creepy. Okay, kind of creepy. Plus, he knew, like, all the old jobs I had and stuff. Anyway, his partner, Mike, said, you know, his wife knows about this, and it's kind of weird. You know, he watches you every morning and stuff. I said, what did your wife think about it? They get her on the phone. She's like, I said, Frida, do you mind that he's kind of obsessive? And she goes, no. You know what? I can't control my husband's fantasies. You want him? You got him. I love her. So I wanted to give a little shout out. Thanks to those guys. If you're in Sacramento or some of their 45 affiliated cities, listen to the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Let me play that hold on a second.
Words are hard for them, Don and Mike.
Right now, played it once without talking during it. Both Mike and Buzz just saw the video that goes along with the audio. So I need them to help describe because, you know, nobody gets KCBS from
Los
Angeles.
Let me describe where the allure is here. And I think where I really think the attraction is. This woman is not only hot, she's beautiful to look at. The way she uses her face to communicate is just incredible. That's what
got me, and that's the first time I've seen her, is that videotape. And she does the little lick of the lips, which is just rather fetching. But
her way of saying, I want you, Donnie.
Yeah, and when she did that little sketch, which is really what it was.
Yeah.
Man, she just communicates that. I mean, you had like eight guys crammed into the production studio watching that videotape.
She's good. I'm telling you.
She is strong.
She's good besides being pretty and easy on the eyes. There's something about the personality of that girl, but she could be a star.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about Martin Bass?
Martin Bass, another TV mention. Or did he? I don't know if he did or not.
I didn't catch.
Okay. You didn't catch
this one very early.
You didn't catch, nor did you care as much.
Very busy.
Yeah, I didn't lose any sleep over it when Marty Bass would say hi to us.
And that is where we part company. Because I did lose sleep over this. I was thinking all night, will Martin, TV cutie Bass, say something about it?
But before you play the tape, can you also describe what he was wearing?
No. Marty Bass, same outfit as Lisa Joyner.
Oh, good.
Spaghetti strap, baby
exact
blue.
Same outfit. So, yesterday, unrelated to any of this talk about Lisa Joyner, I mentioned that Frieda and I went to that Ravens party over the weekend.
Right.
And again, thank you to the Modells. And Marty Bass is there, and he's a guy who we allegedly have had a feud with, although we really didn't know why we were having a feud.
No. Sure.
So, anyway, you heard us talk to him yesterday at this point on the show, and here's Martin Bass from this morning on WJZ 13, also a CBS station in Baltimore.
Raven Nation is now starting to spread state. Well, I want to show you something real quick. I had Friday night, I was at a wonderful party given in honor of...
Now listen, before we go any further, doesn't he really sound like a Baltimore guy?
He's Baltimore.
I mean,
and you want to talk about TV Survivor.
Oh, Marty Bass?
Oh, he
forget about it.
Survivor, This is great.
So anyway,
Marty,
just wanted to get that out of the way.
But David and Michelle Modell to celebrate their marriage, Bart and Pat Modell.
Uh-huh.
And I was at the table, same table with Don Geronimo and his wife Frieda. Radio legends out of D.C. You can hear them locally 105.7 every afternoon here in Baltimore.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. They've been on forever, number one forever.
Forever.
But anyway, I was sitting there, Don right there modeling the heck of a dress, pal. But I want to. But here's what I want to show you. Let me get to their pictures real quick.
Oh no!
This is the Redskins station.
No,
Redskins station.
Hold on. What picture?
What's he doing?
Do you know what picture's still up there?
No.
Is you singing outside in the dress?
Oh, is that the picture that they put on television? The picture from WJFK.com?
That's the biggest picture of you that would be the first one you see when you click on.
Oh my! I hope Lisa Joyner doesn't see that. No.
It's a nice dress, though.
I think I look lovely in it. I don't care. Whatever.
Okay.
So this is a picture of a dress with me on the website.
Hey, we're covering the TV airwaves. That's all.
If I'm not mistaken, Don and Mike did Redskins radio for a while.
They certainly
did. Guess what? The boy king himself, Dan Snyder, has managed to take one of his biggest allies and blow him off.
Wow, cool.
Why was Don Geronimo and Frieda at a party for David and Michelle Modell? Well, there's Don right there on the sidelines with David Modell.
Oh, now he's going to the website.
Controversy.
So now he's gone to the website to get the pictures of when I was on the Ravens sideline.
Right.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Hey, this is pretty sneaky of Marty
Patton.
Interesting. Pretty sneaky. A way to make everybody in Baltimore like me, but everybody in Washington hate me.
Do you realize that one of the Redskins' staunchest allies for years has been so alienated by the boy king that he's become a major Ravens fan? Let me show you something here.
That would be true, though.
Yeah. Here's a great shot. Let me go back for a second. There's going to be a shot. There it is. Look at this. This is an incredible picture.
What is this one?
I'm Dan Snyder. I'm flipping out when I see this.
What's this picture?
Don Geronimo and Silver Betty in our house.
Oh, okay. Silver Betty is the nickname the Ravens have for the Lombardi Trophy, the Super Bowl trophy.
Right. Oh, so it's a picture of you with the Super Bowl
Remember
trophy.
That when they were nice enough to let me hold it? I got my picture taken with the scoreboard in the background and everything. Okay. So he's just going to the internet and showing pictures. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is funny.
This is okay.
Our house. Now, what does that tell you? Don and Frieda were talking about how much of a college atmosphere it is, how much fun it is at Raven Stadium as opposed to FedEx Field.
True, well, we've been to FedEx Field. We know what that's like.
I stand by that.
The Big Bowl.
The Big Bowl is right. But when you get one of the media heavyweights of D.C. now coming to almost every Raven home game, what does that tell you?
I got it.
Raven Nation expands.
That's right. And the Ravens will play the Redskins down there this year.
Is that it?
Better seen at home than down there.
Yes,
and
indeed.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to see if Don and Frieda want to come to the Poe Brothers tailgate.
All right.
Okay, this is
bring them on.
Good.
Oh,
come up and sit in section 539, 540.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Put on the lose the dress, put on the purple
that's
camo.
That's the party.
Oh, God.
That is the party. Raven Nation expands.
All right.
3 days and counting.
3 days. McDaniel College.
All right.
Westminster will be wild. All right.
That is just incredible.
It really is.
One of the main anchors
from D.C.
of the Redskins flagship station. Comes the Ravens game.
Unbelievable.
All right. Stay Dan Snyder.
Still a count on WJZ's Eyewitness.
You guys are funny.
Pam grabs her pen.
There it is.
Thank you, Martin.
Well,
Fast.
You were just all over the airwaves this morning on the East Coast and the West Coast.
I guess we were. Thank you, Marty. That's a nice deal.
Yeah.
That's a nice little plug.
How's Mr. Snyder going to feel about that?
So that's,
what do they call the trophy?
Silver Betty.
That's the nickname for the trophy, for the Super Bowl trophy.
Is that the nickname all over the NFL?
No, just, well, now, I don't have...
Or is it just, it sounds Ballmer to me. Silver Betty.
I think it's someone in the family.
Right.
The family named it Silver Betty.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I told you, the first time I went up there, I said, where's the Super Bowl trophy? And they said, it's right there. It was just in an Adidas bag. Just sitting on the floor. Really, the Super Bowl trophy.
Well, I guess since we've now endeared ourselves to the people of Baltimore, let me just pass along sorry about last night.
Oh, dear.
But they played the Red Sox last night.
Yeah.
And actually, in Baltimore, they should change the name of the trophy to Syphilis Betty.
There's little Syphilis Betty.
They really should. Well, that was very nice of Martin Bass. Thank you, Martin.
Your head must be spinning.
It is. My God. But, you know, on a purely erotic note, I'm having quite an internal battle. Which excited me more? Having Lisa Joyner speak about me or having Martin Bass show my pictures on
television? Well, I've seen the video of Lisa Joyner, and I have not seen the video of Marty.
Well, I got to see Marty live in person at the party on Friday. Mm-hmm. And
Marty at the party. Very good.
So that's what's happening with us.
Wow.
You know, because we never get anybody noticing us anywhere. So if we get
Don't. And, you know, if we do, it's because, you know, you or somebody on this show has a personal relationship. Because, you know, there was a day when they'd pay attention to this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, God, I hate to... It will sound like Howard Stern, and I'm not going to do it, because we didn't invent disc jockeys getting on the radio for doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, what we don't do is the stupid stuff we used to do.
Yeah, and we used to do stupid stuff so much that the TV stations would really crawl all over themselves to come over and see people rolling cow dung to win money or whatever, you know, whatever crazy thing it is. Oh, and Mike, here is market number 46. Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, that is a beautiful city.
Charleston, South Carolina.
We're on in Charleston. Oh, my goodness. That is great.
That's radio station WQSC.
AM or FM?
Come on.
All right. Just like a man can hope, Danny.
1340 FM, Mike. If that makes you feel better, I'll say 1340 FM.
Wonderful, Charleston.
Yeah. So anyway, they get the show, I guess, starting... I'm not sure if it starts now or next week. But anyway, they've signed the contract with Lucifer.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice city, and really one of the most beautiful cities in the South.
So that's nice. Bring them on board to listen to the show. I've got a question for Beth Ann, our producer, and Joe, our phone screener.
Hello?
Hey, B.A.
Hey.
What's happening?
Okay.
Did you send those flowers to Lisa Joyner?
Yeah, but I called the place I sent them from, and I ordered them right after I talked to you this morning, and they hadn't been delivered as of 3:10.
You're fired.
Mm.
You're fired. That means those flowers will sit there all day. All day.
Isn't this the woman that got Lisa Joyner on the show for you?
She is, and of course she's not fired. I'm just having a hissy fit.
I know.
That day, you know, we'll work
you're
it out.
You're entitled to be a little, you know, you can have your days once in a while.
This is important to you.
You had yourself a day today. You can be a little, you know, PD.
PD?
Prima donna. You can prima donna, D-O-N-I. I mean, you don't do that normally, and I think
I live in that world.
No, you
that
don't.
Is my world. Okay, well, as long as you send her flowers from the show, that's nice. B.A., here is a question for you.
Yeah.
You started here on our show, I think it was like the 1st of June, right?
Yeah, first, uh-huh.
Okay, so
It's now almost 2 months later. You've got the job. You're performing at a great level. However, what about the office swap? You know, we made the deal with Julie Foldman months ago to switch offices.
Yeah, I wasn't here yet. I just heard it about.
But meanwhile, but when you got in, you jumped into it.
Mm-hmm.
The general, Jeff Hedges, he's already made the side deal. He's moved his office.
He's had his office there for 3 weeks.
Luxurious
suite.
We're still in the same crappy office upstairs. We want to move to a crappy office downstairs so we can be by more of the people that actually run the radio station every day, more of the hands-on
come
people.
On, Wendell.
Stop trying to get
winner!
It's not Wendell's fault.
I know. Wendell knows I do that for about everything.
Right. What's the status with getting us moved?
It took almost 2 weeks to find out who actually is in charge of cable.
Is the holdup still about cable TV?
Yeah, but finally someone's coming tomorrow.
Okay, because I was going to say, if the holdup was just getting cable TV, move us in there and we'll get cable TV later.
Right.
I mean, it's very rare I would say that, but I would go maybe a day without cable TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So having said that, how long till we move into our new offices, our different offices?
Well, you don't want any of the stuff other than your desk, right? Or do you want all that stuff?
No. I don't want. If we're going to move, I want new furniture.
No, because there's been all kinds of stuff done on those couches up there.
Those couches have seen their day.
Right.
Yes, they have. So I guess the couch, maybe a chair for Mike for now, right?
Yeah, I mean,
until we buy some furniture.
So that I can sit on a couch or a chair, it doesn't matter.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, but where do I get this furniture? I know that Mike had offered to get the furniture.
Oh, to buy the furniture?
Right.
For right now, why don't we just operate on the plan? We'll move the desk down.
Okay.
And we'll find a chair somewhere for Mike.
Okay.
I'll get together with you on that, and we can get that furniture in any way you want to do it.
Okay.
I said I'd pay for it.
Right. Well, I mean,
I didn't say I'd get it.
To kind of be around when it's being paid for.
What's that?
You kind of have to be around when it's being paid for.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
Do that on the internet.
You want to buy stuff on the internet?
Well, I'll do it whatever.
Yes, Beth Ann.
I'll do it whatever way you want. What?
Beth Ann, don't be afraid of the big city. You know, that's something your daughter said to me.
What?
It's funny. Over the weekend.
Well, don't we get on the internet, get an idea of what it is. We pick out what we want, and we go grab it. It doesn't have to be like super fine quality stuff.
No, IKEA's fine with us, really.
No, I don't want IKEA.
Oh, really? You don't want to...
Well, I'm not... IKEA's got some... I want something that's, kind of clubby. You know?
Well, like... What? Excuse me. Like,
leather.
Like leather?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like we have leather. In it. Isn't that leather that we have?
But it's
flesh-colored leather.
It's fake leather. It's salmon...
Is it vinyl or leather?
Yeah, leather. I believe it's vinyl.
I think it's leather.
Yeah. Is it leather?
Yeah, I think it's...
It's leather, but I want, like, a regular leather sofa.
All right, well, whatever
leather
you like.
Leather, I don't want anything cloth.
Whatever you like.
Because if it's cloth, it's going to get crapped up.
I saw, anyway, I was going to say something about, your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, your daughter is friends with my son. You know, and I think that's all they are, is just friends at this point. Right. So anyway, Sunday night, right after the big fight with my wife and my son and everything, your daughter came over with my son. And I just wanted to mention, she seemed very nice and had mentioned something to me about, you know, not having a job or whatever it was. And, I thought she's certainly a handsome, strong girl. She could
help move the furniture.
Yeah. I thought your daughter could help move the furniture.
And we have an army of people that were all on. I thought this was all done.
No, nothing's done. Nothing's done yet. Nothing's done. And really, I'm kidding about
you. Hey, B.A., you want to get, like, on the internet and, like, pick something out? Do that?
Yeah.
We can do it that way?
If that's what you want. But again, you see, like, he says, anything, just pick something, and then I'll pick something, and I already know it has to be leather, not cloth. I mean, I'll pick something out, but maybe you should come here and look at it, though, when I gather it together.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
That would be great.
Right.
Well, did you ever get the impression that I didn't want to do that?
Well, I was just, no, I can't. You know, I need to, like, someone has to pay for it other than me.
No, I'm paying for it. I will give you all the information that you need to pay for it.
Leather, something firm, something with all attached pillows.
Oh, yes. I know what I was going to say about your daughter. The one thing, and you'll like this as a compliment, the one thing I found with your daughter was that she was exceedingly nice to a fault, which you are as well, Beth Ann. If I had any complaint about Beth Ann behind the scenes, she's too nice.
And I don't mean with us. I mean with other people.
Mm-hmm.
She's just too nice.
Well, it's a wonderful balance.
Yeah, well, I know it
balances all of us on the show because there's so much hate that comes out of this studio.
Scorn.
It's the tide.
Right.
She's like in the perfect storm.
Yeah.
She's like the only good person.
Right.
And Buzz, you're a bad person, too, no matter what rap is.
I know.
You're a bad person, too.
Yeah, we're all just, we've been at it a long time. We're very hateful people.
We're all very bad, and you're very nice, Beth Ann, but really, get that office moved, please.
Okay.
And I'll be in, whenever you want me to, even if it's today, to take a look at whatever furniture. We'll pick it out today.
Okay.
Beth Ann, two other things, very quickly.
Yeah.
First, did you talk to that person you were supposed to talk to?
I don't know which person you had me talk to.
The person, the person who's the friends of the guy? Or
I left another message.
Okay.
Because I was getting tape from Marty Bass.
Okay.
Getting tape.
All right. That's fair. And listen, see if you can work on this for me.
Okay.
The Madden 2005. Wow, you got a bad phone, honey.
Great.
I love it.
You got Madden 2005 comes out on August 12th.
You're talking about the video game, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, let me call you back.
We get overseas calls more clearly.
I'm talking to a woman.
He's in a room that's 8 feet away from us.
Right.
No, literally, I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Literally, we could open the door and scream at her, and she could scream back at us. Hold on.
Clearer.
You know what, Mike? Carrie's looking to get rid of our couch. Would you want a secondhand leather couch?
No. Hi, this is better.
Top notch.
Okay, this is very self-serving again. It's selfish of me. But being as we worked it out with Lisa Joyner,
you missing this little dialogue here?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm Johnny Yard Sales here. You hear,
oh no, you no, I caught that. He's trying to sell his old crappy couch to you.
Yeah, I'm a villain for saving you money.
Oh god,
looking like a retailer.
No, we want a nice couch. Well, not that your couch isn't nice, but any couch
you
tarred. Any couch that we had in our office that had been owned by you means you've been laying on it, scratching yourself on it, doing all the things.
He was sincere when he offered that.
I know he was.
Trying to help.
Would you like something that I've sat on for 12 years?
Just trying to help myself.
Absolutely.
Great hot dogs and beans, Carrie.
Rip.
Have a seat, Mike.
God almighty, that's a traumatized cushion if I've ever seen one.
Imagine the night after like 12 cans of Beck's, you've leaned over and just the regurgitation has just started to drool out the side of your mouth and it gets on the couch and the nooks and crannies.
How much would I pay for that couch?
We paid for fabric protection, as I recall.
Anyway, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
This is like an impossible task.
Thank you.
Nothing to do with the show. Nothing to do with the show.
Okay.
The EA sports game, Madden 2005, comes out on August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have an advanced copy of that.
Okay, it's Madden 2005?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's exactly what I wrote in my notes for the show today.
Uh-huh.
Madden 2005, out August 12th. Where's mine?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not too much of a butt face, am I?
Well, you just gave them a commercial.
Where's mine?
Where's, what system do you want it for? The only other
Xbox.
So with all the grief that you give me and Rob and Buzz here,
it's very small, and when I do it, it's for something like a video game that I would, here's the difference.
Oh, okay. Here's the difference.
Yeah. I'll pay for the video game. I'll pay retail for the video game to be have to
How
be
much
able,
is the video game retail?
About $50.
$50.
Yeah, I'd pay retail, and even a little bit more, a little service charge, to be able to have it. Okay. A couple of days before it's available.
So you don't count the with all the grief we get about being whores. This doesn't count at all.
Oh no, I'm a whore today.
Oh yay!
Oh, right. I'm a whore.
Welcome.
Call me HO. You know,
right.
Or as Joey Pants would say, a hua.
Hua.
I'm a hua because today I got my favorite TV girl to talk about.
That's not a whore.
Oh, that is a whore.
No, it is not.
That's me being a selfish whore.
No,
that's the worst kind of whore.
No, wrong.
Selfish.
That you could make, and if you made the case for that is not in any way, shape, or form. This is a lady. Regardless of the fact that she's on in L.A., that's a hottie that people can see on the Internet, that's on TV, that got on TV and gave us a... That was a perfectly balanced... She's media.
Mm-hmm.
That's a TV hottie.
Then the fact that all I'm asking for is to buy a copy of the Madden game, the super secret game, doesn't come out for two more weeks.
Put the red light outside the studio with that one.
Cash value.
Yeah, you a hua. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's the hua move.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. You know it. You wrote the book on it. You know how to tell you. You wrote the book on it when you're trying to analyze our whoredom. You know?
I know. You're right. I'm a whore.
Hey, we love it.
Well, anyway, B.A., you know, that's like just my wild fantasy.
Okay.
And, hey, B.A., now that I'm just after all that, I have to mention that I believe the last time Don got him, he got him like...
He got two?
No, he got him, I think, maybe like the day they came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it was like, in fact, maybe, I have some
It was
memory,
a listener.
And I have some memory of you getting in advance. Like,
I think I got it a day sometime. Early. Yeah. Some listener had a store somewhere where they were selling them. Mm-hmm. That's
just what I remember, B.A.
That's all I know. You know,
okay.
I'm looking at it. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm such a dope. I get the email from EA Sports
right.
saying, are you excited about John Madden 2005? You know,
yeah,
I'm reading it.
Yes,
am
I am.
Yeah, right, like Homer Simpson? I'm going, yes, I am.
Sure.
Would you like to learn more? Yes, I would. Press this button. Would you like a demo? Yes, I would.
Isn't there a competing game now that, like an ESPN game that's being offered?
Yeah, there's always...
I've seen, like, lots of TV commercials.
There's an ESPN game. There's a Microsoft game. But,
okay.
But nothing's better than Madden.
That's the best technology.
Nothing's better, and now they got stuff where you can move guys in and out of coverage. You can, if you see three receivers going to one side, you can move the three defensive backs. Yeah, it's got something called the hit stick this year.
Ah, what's that?
Where this is, if you're a, let's say you're Ray Lewis, you're a linebacker.
All right.
And you're running after a running back, you can gamble. If you hit the hit stick, you'll knock the snot out of him, and
right.
maybe he'll fumble. But also, if you go all out, there's a chance he'll juke around you and go for a 15-yard game.
No, I'm not going to get the Madden game, though. I'm going to get that new one that's coming out.
What's the new one?
Ricky Williams Reefer Bowl 2005. That's the one I'm going for.
Anyway, B.A., that would be great.
Okay.
That would be great. Okay.
Okay, bye.
So how's everything else going, you know, with the new job? We don't have you on a lot to talk about how you're liking it here.
It's probably good.
I know what it is about that your daughter said.
What?
I said on Sunday night she was over at the house seeing my kid, and Fred and I said, well, hi, Jennifer. How are you? She's a very nice girl. She's a sweet girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, how do you like it out here? And she said, oh, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. And she had a fear that I had seen in people that I knew in Wisconsin a long time ago. Her fear was that, I guess, when she starts going to school this fall, she's going to have to take the metro.
Yeah, she doesn't want to take that.
The subway.
Very
and
safe.
She was very nervous about it.
And so one of the best. Really, it is one of the best in the country as far as clean, you know, clean.
Yeah. Even though I think as far as like stops go, she just got to go like one stop. She's got to go to Arlington.
No problem.
Stop. But so I wonder when I talk with her. I had wondered if you felt the same way, because you came to our show from where it was Butt Scratch, South Carolina, North Carolina. It was
Kernersville,
North Carolina.
Right.
So this is kind of the big city now, and she's a little wobbly about the metro.
You
I'm sorry, Doug was talking to me. Okay.
Okay. All right. Excuse me. Dom was talking to you for 10 minutes. And you listen to every word he says, and I say three things.
Mike, hold on. No, don't take it personally, Mike.
Oh, boy.
Dubs walked in.
Oh, Dubs walked in.
You didn't hear what she said. Dubs walked in.
Okay. Excuse me.
The tattoo. I couldn't help myself.
Anyway, are you doing okay? You're happy?
I'm okay.
Oh, we might need some studio time with her.
Why are you just okay?
You know, it's I'm okay. You know, it's a learning curve trying to get through. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Trying.
Is there anything we can do?
It's not the greatest job you ever had.
Is it the greatest? I don't know.
Is there anything we can do?
Can
I get one of my questions answered, please?
Yes, Mike. Go ahead.
No, because I don't care if there's anything I can do.
Oh, now.
Is there anything we can do, Beth Ann? Hello?
No, there's nothing you can do.
I want a sandwich.
But I do have to ask you, Mike, because I forgot to ask before you went on the air.
What?
Was that your dig
you
at her?
You want tickets to the...
Hold on a second. That was your dig at her, right?
Yeah.
I want a sandwich.
I was just being nice. In the answer. What, Beth Ann? What did you say?
Do you want tickets to the Orioles and whoever they play tonight? Four tickets.
All right, here's a little quiz about the ABCs of me.
Uh-huh. Well, someone...
Who would they play? Who would they, Beth Ann, who would they play tonight that would get me excited?
I think it's a Boston team. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Which Boston team?
Red Sox?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, very good.
That's right.
What about it?
Someone called me today. They have four tickets for you and a parking pass. They just want to know if you want them.
Tonight, no. Okay. But tell them thank you very much.
I will.
Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
Well, that was, is there anything we can do?
Isn't that nice?
Is there anything we can do for you?
The golden boy.
there's nothing I can think of.
All right, but you don't sound entirely happy.
Are you?
We're concerned.
Everything okay with the new job? We love you. We think you're doing a great job. Do you hate us?
No, I don't hate you.
You know, I know a restaurant that you could go to have, if you went out there, I would be willing to guarantee you would get yourself a free appetizer.
Look around, cafe.
Okay, you called me a whore. We're at the end of an argument with our producer.
That was a joke.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Okay, so Beth Ann.
I'd pop for a drink, too.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Wow.
There she goes. That's Beth Ann.
Right, ride.
What? What's
$5 in Omera bucks. Yes, right now.
If
that doesn't put a smile on her face, what will?
Nothing will. Can you imagine that?
As good as gold.
Okay. Anyway, that's the wonderful Beth Ann McBride, who obviously is feeling some of the pressure.
I guess of
working in this fire keg known as the Don and Mike Show.
Is there anything I can do to help?
The world's stupidest show. What, Mike?
Is there?
What? What was your question?
Is there anything?
I was just talking to J Dubs. Did you say something to me?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Would you want a sandwich?
Yeah.
Would you want a chicken sandwich today, Mike?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's a really nice couch.
I got to take one call for a break here, Matt.
Yeah. How you doing, Radio God?
Hi, my friend. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to point out to you they're going to have two different versions of Madden 2005 this year.
Yes.
One of them is going to be an anniversary edition, which is going to be a little bit more, but it gives you the original Madden.
Yeah, I saw that on the EA website, right.
Okay. And I wanted to tell you, too, I work in the medical profession.
Yes.
And your old buddy Rush, there was something that I thought was kind of funny. You remember that whole deafness thing he went through?
Right.
Sure. Yes.
Well, if you take high-dose opiates, it actually causes damage to the nerve for your ear.
Dr.
Dumbass, this is a story that has been out for, I don't know, a year?
Well, sorry, I only get to catch you guys for about an hour a day.
What type of doctor are you?
I don't want to go into details, but I do work for a pharmacy company.
Oh, so you're not an actual medical doctor?
No.
Oh, thank God. I think we all breathe a sigh of relief.
No, freelance gynecology, but...
Oh, all right, yeah, right. Okay, May, he's got the T-shirt to prove it.
He probably got this, you're an FBI female body inspector.
Where is he calling from?
California.
Not that close to Sacramento.
Yeah. Close enough.
Where in California? Not Fresno, I hope.
No, God, no.
They were getting a bad rap yesterday, unfairly on this show. The city of Fresno was.
Yeah.
Modesto? No, it's a town called Gridley.
Gridley.
Yeah.
I can get the Gridleys out of your moccasins.
All right, bye to them.
You got a scrub heart.
Bye.
Bye.
Go.
Okay, bye, jerk.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Go.
Bye.
Yeah, he's a freelance gynecologist.
Right. Jeez. Me too. You too.
Yeah, right.
Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Well, now that's true.
Yeah, I know. That's why I gave him the chime. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And, hey, the computers have screwed up.
Yep.
So I'll just say, Jam Singers, who's your favorite?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. I say that every time.
WJFK.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Woo-hoo! Hey, that's
called Sugarloaf.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, the secret sound is back, and today it's worth...
$700.
Right.
All right. The Big Money Secret Sound. Seven bills right now. The caller 100. 877-365-3636. Caller 100, dial recklessly. You'll get a chance to guess. Your clue is hygiene.
Yeah. Man, I'm stumped.
Yeah.
Personal hygiene. Personal hygiene.
Will you be giving away another clue today?
I don't think so. For $700, I don't think so. I think tomorrow I might give you the clue. And here's just, for those of you playing at home, we've already gone over the budget for this game. So they've kind of told me to make sure that it's between $500 and $1,000.
So you'll be giving better clues as we get closer.
Better clues as we get closer. But I figure we've got at least five or six more days. We can go like $1,300 or $1,400 on this. So
somebody will get it by then.
So hygiene is the clue, and personal hygiene is the clue today.
Okay? I'm just so stumped.
Yeah.
I could give you one, but you'll get it immediately. Robbie, hold on. What if I just said this?
Oh, he's going to reject everything.
He won't approve any clue.
That's all. What if I just said that?
That one word?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say that.
No, well, then it'll be useless.
Yeah.
Mike, no, trust me. Listen, it is a clue. As I pointed out, every time we do this contest, at the beginning they sound crazy, but if you think about the clues...
Yeah, once it's solved...
Okay. What was your first clue?
I don't remember. Hygiene.
What was your second clue? Personal hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's your third clue? Bob. That's all I have to say. Bob. Okay? There you go. It'll become... listen, when this contest is over and we start the next one, you're all going to come to me and say, we were so stupid. You wrote us a perfect picture, Picasso. You paint us, you wrote us a picture.
You wrote us... Hey, Picasso! You wrote us a good picture, Don.
You drew a good picture.
Hey, Don.
Springer.
I've seen your girl talk about you on the TV today.
Listen, before we get to caller 100, there's a Marlon Brando story that is so great. It's not being covered like by Entertainment Tonight or any of this other stuff. It's not even in the tabloids yet.
Right.
I got this from a real newspaper. Marlon Brando was circumcised.
Isn't that lovely?
Now, here's the thing that you didn't know.
You've done a really nice job.
How old do you think Marlon Brando was when he got circumcised? He was 60.
Wow.
And
he was 60?
Now, you would think...
Oh,
it's
my God.
You know, the news reports where he converted to Judaism.
Something's in there.
But the truth is, he did get circumcised, but not because he wanted to become a Jew. It was for medical reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, and dear. Hold on. There is a medical report that says, and I have to be careful with the new
limit
that we put on ourselves with the show. His stuff was infected, and as it says in the medical report, an infected gunky mess, which is why they gave Marlon Brando a circumcision because of infected
some lucky
gunky
surgeon
mess. I mean, the other day when we were talking about the proctologist doctor, that was a bad job.
Yeah.
But now that's got to be...
Get rid of all of it.
That's got to be one of the worst.
I'm in agony.
Nurse, you're going to have to boil this skull.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Get out your gaydar. Right, and even can, Marlon, with your circumcision.
I got good data.
Because there was always talk. Was there always talk that
Marlon Brando was
when he was young,
bisexual? Yes. Yeah.
Or as J. Dubs calls him, Marlo Brandon.
Marlo Brando.
Okay. There's somebody on The Simpsons who's gay. We get a press release from Fox saying someone's gay.
Smithers.
Someone's going to come out.
That's the first guess.
In this upcoming season.
Well, the first guess would be the obvious one.
And that's why I don't think... I only bring this up...
But we all know Smithers is gay.
Right. See, that's why you got to maybe think outside the Simpsons box on this.
Main character?
Doesn't say. My first guess was...
Chief Wiggums.
No, I go with Mo Slezak.
I'm Mo Slezak.
As the bartender.
Hey, Homer. Yes. Hey, Homer, would you like to go on a gay cruise with me?
Now, Rob, when I was talking with Rob about this, he's got the craziest one, I think, because these guys aren't major players.
I think it's Lenny and Carl from the bar.
Really? You know the black guy and the white guy that work at the power plant with Homer?
I do.
That's two, and they're saying, I think, one.
What about, I think it might be Barney.
Barney Gumbel?
Barney the drunk?
Oh, Homer. Hey, Homer. I'm gay.
And Buzz?
But it won't be Smithers, right? Because it's too obvious.
I would think so. Well, Buzz
I'm
is putting
stick
his chips
Smithers.
On Smithers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Or Mr. Burns.
There's going to be. Oh.
Yes, that's an excellent guess. In fact,
what are you
thinking?
Something gay, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, now, wouldn't that be great?
Be
excellent, Smithers. It's so free, so liberating.
How great would that be?
This weight is off my shoulders.
If it was Smithers and if it was Mr. Burns. Johnny Norman. Hi, Johnny.
I heard one more possibility.
Who's that?
Marge's sisters, Patty and or Selma.
Be great. If they were Bikes on Dykes, that would be great.
Oh, my God.
Like,
Dykes on Bikes.
Like they're not on, what did I say?
Bikes
on
Dykes.
Well, yeah, or Dykes on Bikes.
Right, either one. Well, you know, now that you think about it from The Simpsons, it could be anybody.
Caller 100 right here. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello there. This is, there we go. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, please.
Please turn it down. Hi. Listen, you're caller 100, my friend.
Okay.
I'm blown away by your enthusiasm for this radio contest that could pay you $700.
Yeah, I'm blown away. When do I guess?
Well, first off, let's establish a couple of ground rules, okay?
All righty.
I tell you, here's the first ground rule that we're going to put in place. I made a mistake. You're caller 99.
Sorry about that.
You're a big fat freaking loser. And the next time you call a radio show for a contest, don't try to be too cool for school. The other stations will give you the prize. I'm telling you, shove it up your you know what?
Somewhere.
Okay? I used to be able to say it, but now shove it up somewhere.
Yes.
Okay? Your attitude is not wanted around here.
Forget it. We're going to go to get caller 100 now.
You're calling for a contest like you don't got nothing better to do.
And you turned up your radio again.
Shove it up there. Go ahead. Do it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good comeback. All right.
All righty then.
Thank you.
I'm Kent Brockman, and I'm gay.
Hey, listen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Of course you're still there. Do you really think you know what it is?
I think I'm going to take a guess, if you'll let me.
No, I'm not going to let you, but I would be willing to bet that you don't have it right.
So he's not going to play for the prize, he's just going to guess?
Well, I may take his guess off the air, but only with this thought. You must promise, and I've got your number on caller ID, you will never call in for another contest on this show before.
On the show again,
you have now. If I take you off the air and you give me your guess, and if you're right, I swear to God, I'll give you the money. But if you're wrong, you can never call the show again. Because you just bad energy for a contest.
Yeah, we need enthusiasm. We need somebody to be ready to go.
Tried very hard. And for goodness sakes, I mentioned yesterday, I had to write myself a note. Be up tempo, be happy.
Right.
But I'm past that. I'm past my personal crisis today. But I just have to say, you piss me off. You're calling a radio show to win $700, and it sounds like you're calling to find out what time your car is going to be ready at the shop from the oil job. So hold on a second, dummy. Hold on. Piss me off.
Yes.
You idiot. I can't even. Now, with the new phones, Mike, you're going to have to take his guess.
All right.
You're going to have to go pick up line number 7 over there.
Okay. Mike doesn't know it.
Mike doesn't know what the answer is.
You want me to do it?
Boy, what a dumb contest guy he is. Hey, Donna, Mike, you're on the air.
Too cool for school. You nailed it.
Yeah?
I just want to say I love the new configuration in the studio.
All right, Mike, if you could just pick up.
Just climb over that chair.
Line number 7.
All right.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's line 8. Line 8.
8.
Line number 8.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hey, how are you? Is this the guy that was just on the air? Oh, it's not. Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, it's not? Hold on. Try 7, then.
All right. Try 7. Hi, Don and Mike Show. This is Mike. Can I help you? Oh, you're a young lady. Can you hold on a second? It's the wrong person.
You know, maybe the guy hung up.
Right.
He was either on 8 or 9.
On the local or the
no on the digital ones, the ones that you're on.
Let's try 6.
No, I don't. I didn't go that high. I'm positive it was either.
Hi, I'm Mike. Who's this?
Stop it.
Who are you? Ted, how are you, Ted?
Not the same guy.
Turn the radio down.
He's not the same guy.
He's gone, unfortunately.
All right, well, Mike, you know what?
Try line number 5 here. Hi, Mike here.
What can I do for you?
You can say, Mike, just pick one and we'll put them on the air. We got to get new caller.
What was that? No, I'm sorry. I'm having a little interference here.
We just got to get a caller for the contest, Mike.
Hi, this is Mike. Would you like to play the game? Hi, okay, hold on. This is Charlie Warren.
Okay. You got somebody?
Don, let's go to line number four.
Line number four, here we go. Hello.
Hello, this is Sam Nations.
Sam, listen now, this guy's got the enthusiasm you look for in a contest.
I've always
player.
Said I could do Joe's job. Came to play.
Joe. And where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Right on.
Oh, I've made a mistake.
Caller number 100, congratulations. You got the HBO Entourage prize pack. Pleased to be checking out the new episode of The Sit Show Sunday night at 10, 9 central, only on HBO. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll play you the sound here, a common everyday sound. Your clues are hygiene, personal hygiene, Bob. Play you the sound, 15 seconds to think about it, and you're playing for $700. Godspeed. What was that sound?
That was the radio.
Was that when somebody turning the radio up in the background?
That's a walkie-talkie. One of my friends must hear me on the phone. So.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it comes. There it is. Now, I know it ain't much, but I'm telling you. That sound packs a wallop. Listen to that. $700 worth of sound.
Why are there so many tarts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. $700.
I think it's the brush that you brush the toilet with, putting it back where it belongs.
It's the what?
You're such
a bad actor.
You know the brush that you brush the toilet with to clean it?
Yes, yeah, the brush.
We're sorry.
Not a chance, but thank you for your guess. And don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
Thank you, my friend. Good enthusiasm.
Thank you.
We appreciate that very
hard. That collar was handpicked by me.
In that gentleman's house, the same brush is made by Oral-B.
Oh, ew. Very quickly, I wanted to tell you that I got two CSI notes.
Right.
First, I think it's a coincidence. William Peterson all of a sudden has had heart palpitations.
Ooh.
Well, now, Mike, consider this.
Yeah.
That
I have heart palpitations whenever he's on screen.
Consider this. George Eads just did the thing where he wanted more money.
Yeah, now he's back.
And he came back. Then the girl with the space between her teeth.
Well,
like
she came back before he did.
Georgia Fox. But still, that was a holdout. There was a problem with her agent. Mm-hmm. They are negotiating with Marg Helgenberger to redo her deal on CSI. The only guy who's not been contacted yet, with all these other people getting fired and getting their jobs back and Marg Helgenberger getting a new contract, is William Peterson. So now, do you think it's a coincidence that William Peterson has called in sick because he has an irregular heartbeat?
Well, I think William Peterson, as he has proven, is kind of a tough guy to deal with.
Right.
And I think if he saw all this going around, and he, but isn't he getting paid vast sums more than everybody else?
Relatively speaking, he is, but the rest of them are catching up.
Okay.
And now that the girl, Marg Helgenberger, is in there getting her deal redone, he says,
Hi, this is William Peterson.
Yeah.
I'm not coming in because I have an irregular heartbeat until I get Ray Romano money.
Now, here's a CSI story that blew my mind. And think about this. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
We all watch CSI. Everybody watches it.
Yes, they do.
You watch it and you think, this is how it works in the real world. Now, I got this from a freaking legal journal. Maybe you don't realize this. I certainly didn't realize this.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode of CSI is only 44 minutes out of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 44 minutes that they present on CSI, according to real cops and real crime scene investigators, about 2% of what they do on CSI or CSI Miami or CSI New York is actually possible. Listen to this.
You mean as far as the technological advances, right? I knew that.
But hold on. Here's where it's getting crazy now. Police departments around the country don't have the CSI technology.
No.
And even if they did have it, there's a study out now that says at least 40% of the tools that they use on CSI are made up for TV.
I played golf earlier in the year with a CSI, with a crime scene investigator from Arlington County.
Here is the problem.
Okay.
The problem is...
Well, I was just going to tell you, I knew this before this even came out, but the guy told me that the stuff they use is whacked.
But here's even beyond that.
Right.
Now, this is screwing with people who are on trial.
Yes. Right.
Because people believe that the evidence that's being presented against people who are or are not guilty
right.
is not sufficient enough mm-hmm. because they've seen on CSI that you can go in and...
Use that computer screen thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, listen, hold on a second. There have been, in the calendar year of 2004, we're 7 months into it.
Right.
In the state of California alone, there have already been over 300 non-guilty verdicts that they are classifying CSI non-guilty verdicts, saying before the show went on the air, the juries would have found the people guilty.
Right.
When they talked to the juries afterwards to say, why didn't you find this guy guilty, they say, we expected more physical evidence.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So the problem is... Yeah, like you were saying, you know the guy who says that...
Yeah, he just said it's much more mundane than they made it
It's out. Unbelievable. But now there are people that are serving on juries.
That's unbelievable.
Imagine, though, if you're a criminal, this if you're OJ, mm-hmm. this is like you got a free pass.
Right.
Because people aren't going to believe it because they don't see them putting on... people think that... You know those big, crazy sunglasses that have, like... They're not even sunglasses. They're,
right.
They're like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles.
Like virtual reality
right.
goggles.
That's it. They got a big mm-hmm. piece of plastic on one side.
Right.
All they do is shine a light in the room, and they see all the DNA and everything.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it ain't that easy.
No, and it's much more... It's real. You know, one of the things that this guy told me, it's much more... nasty than you get to see.
Right.
You know, because they really do have to process, and it's a lot of photographs like it used to be.
They anyway, call it the CSI effect. Prosecutors call it the CSI effect.
Anyway, it's too interesting.
The jury will say, hey, I saw a CSI when they had that special camera that looked into the guy's muscle where they found a glass chip that was coming off the car of the murder victim.
You know, over 300 cases in California alone where the prosecutor said we had a slam dunk, and in over 300 cases, the jury has said the evidence wasn't good enough.
Not guilty. Not impressed. That's all CSI is about, really, is, you know, you never know until the very end.
Right.
And a lot of bait and switch and all that.
Yeah. All right. I got a feel-good. I don't have time for all of this, but I do have a feel-good for you. You got some happy music, Rob?
I do.
Give me something happy.
Oh, good.
This is a good one. I don't often like reading just a plain story. I like it to be something I found. I have some interest in.
Inspiring.
This is just a happy story.
Good.
Okay? Way to end this segment. It's called The Feel Good.
Ah.
And the headline says, Chef Ate His Girlfriend.
Oh, dear.
A cook beheaded his girlfriend with an axe. Sliced her body and ate it, claiming it's what she wanted. Frank Cornick, age 27, killed Peggy Litz, age 21, because he thought she was unfaithful. He said to police, "She said if I thought she was unfaithful, I should eat her."
Not guilty.
Cops in the eastern German state of Saxony said she was dead before he started dismembering her.
Well, that's good.
She was dead before he started cutting off the body.
Well, that's a good thing.
And the body parts that he was cutting off were not just arms and legs. Think other stuff.
Oh.
Well, anyway. Then you have, as a related, feel good, because you got a look on your face that tells me you don't feel good now.
I'm feeling a little queasy, actually, right now.
Well, then you might want to know, also from Germany, they're looking for a guy named Armin Muiz. He escaped from jail. He was in there for eating a man who he met on the internet. And now, the deal is...
Hello, Clarice.
The reason that the guy... didn't think he should be in prison. He was in a minimum security prison.
Yeah, that's why you want to put the cannibals in the minimum security
prison. He was in a minimum security prison because he had proof that he had conversations with the guy on the internet, the guy that he ended up eating.
Uh-huh.
The guy that he ate wanted him to eat him.
Oh, my.
So they said, okay, this is a crime, but the guy wanted you to eat him, so we're going to put you in minimum security. Anyway, he's out.
It's a crazy world, isn't it?
And that's all I've...
How about those feel good?
That's all I got for you. You know, it's very rare that you find two great feel goods.
Very rare, get it?
In one day.
Medium rare.
Okay. Fantasy football, you know, all people want to talk about CSI here now.
Yeah.
Come on, hey, Matt.
Yes.
We're running late, Matt. Hi, what can we do for you? You're about CSI?
I work for a judge in Salisbury, and this stuff happens all the time right here in Maryland. You don't need to go to California. This show, it's had a terrible effect on things.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So juries will find a guy not guilty because they think they should have more evidence like they do on the, like they do on TV.
Exactly. They also seem to be under the impression that DNA testing is incredibly cheap, that any place can do it, and if you don't have it, there's something wrong with your case.
And the opposite is true, right?
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. Most places reserve it for, you know, depending on the importance of the case.
Right. So now are cops feeling a backlash towards CSI? I mean, after all, it is just a dumb TV show that people like watching.
Well, the one thing this guy said to me about CSI was that what you see on CSI about where they do everything, that it really doesn't happen, where they go to the crime scene,
yeah,
where they collect the evidence, where they actually interview some of these suspects. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen at all. The crime scene investigation is very, very technical, and it's just that end of it. It's the gathering of evidence.
Right.
The real stuff really is done by detectives.
You
have a detective on CSI, you know, that old bald guy.
Right.
But you know how they're involved in every facet of the investigation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, including, like, you know, eyeballing the suspects. That doesn't happen, no.
Well, anyway, that's fantastic. Fantastic. In America. Only in America.
Pretty amazing.
We've seen it on CSA. All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Hold on.
And I got a little lowdown on why Springer was at Fenway Park the other night. Jerry Springer is a delegate to the Democratic National Committee.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, that's good news.
Springer.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe, you're on the air.
I can't believe you guys are suggesting that HP doesn't currently produce a printer that will magically spin out the picture of the perpetrator by putting a drop of blood on the top of it.
I'll tell you another one they use on CSI. And Mike, you're going to see The Bourne Supremacy tonight.
Right.
It's nothing. It's a technical thing you see on every single show. But it's one that I've wondered about, where you got, like, a partial print of somebody.
Right.
And they run it through the computer, and you see the computer making, like, all the little indentations saying, okay, this is similar. Mm-hmm. And they always go into it saying, you know, it's like a needle in a haystack. Mm-hmm. You know, and it goes, brrr, match found.
Right.
Match, you're gonna see that in The Bourne Supremacy.
Very cool.
That's CSI stuff. We got a break. Oh, when we come back, we'll be talking to, I wish I had the guy's name, but I got his magazine right here. Maybe you're like us. Maybe you're just so pathetic,
mm-hmm,
that you play fantasy football and you really care about it.
Absolutely.
We do. And we've got the guy coming on who has one of these magazines. Oh. One of them that we would buy, I'm sure, that's because it says cheat sheet inside.
Hey, that's what I like. That's what I base my picks on.
The Fantasy Football Pro Forecast. So we will take a couple of seconds to ask him who we should pick on our teams.
Very good.
This year.
I'll have my notebook out.
The whole Ricky Williams thing. We will be, and I'm going to be calling Cakes, incidentally, even though he no longer works here, to find out if he still is getting his pre-draft stuff together ready.
Money!
Because there's a guy that used to work here, mm-hmm, who really had, like, a Charlie Brown school book. What do you call those notebooks? It was
he had a binder.
And he would actually take notes.
Yes.
Starting in May or June.
Right.
For our fantasy football.
Even though when you really look at fantasy football over the years, it's kind of comes down to luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Pure luck. More luck than you would have, say, putting a regular football team together.
I think so.
You know, with game plans and stuff. And it's like, oh, he's good.
But it still doesn't mean we can't have mock drafts. And Johnny was the best at the mock drafts. Say, how many mock drafts you done?
Oh, about 12 so far, Ricky.
About 12.
I think I might.
So we'll talk with the guy about the fantasy book. So you're into it, stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Wait, that's what I need.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Del, you gonna get a shot?
No shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show. Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, here we go. Station break. Baltimore. 105.7. Live 105. Des Moines, Iowa. KBGG. Las Vegas, KSFM. Salt Lake City, KALL. Tampa Bay. 1010 The Buzz, WBZZ.
Right. I love those stations.
Football season starts in like 2 weeks with the preseason.
Wow.
We've decided that we're going to wait to have our fantasy draft until the week before the regular season starts.
I think that'll be interesting. It'll give all of us a chance to follow the injuries of the preseason.
I know a lot of people do it earlier.
So having said all of that, and knowing that we are run the danger of really going into the basement of the science building, let's predict ourselves onto the backs of real athletes. It's just a brief moment to allow us to indulge ourselves.
We will have convention coverage.
We will in our next break. But
very good.
Let's welcome. Now, the name is pronounced, is it Emil?
Sounds good to me.
Emil.
Yes.
Well, is that how you say your name, sir?
Emil.
Emil?
Emil.
Emil.
Yeah.
Emil Cadillac?
Cadillac.
Cadillac. And he's the guy behind Fantasy Football Pro Forecast. It's a magazine for guys like us. It's a fantasy football magazine.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that do fantasy leagues grab these magazines, a lot of them at the last minute, to shore up their lineups.
So we're
like panic shoppers, you know?
Yeah.
So we're doing this like for, I don't know, the fifth or sixth year. How much of a male America does fantasy football? What's the percentage? 80%?
Well, gosh, allegedly there's 12 million people that play this sport.
Wow. And it's kind
of bigger. Or should I call it hobby?
And it gets bigger every year, doesn't it?
It's getting bigger and bigger. It started 41 years ago in a basement in Oakland, California.
Basement.
In 1963 in Wilford Winkenbonk's basement.
Now, how much does this kill you when you put out a magazine and you don't know if a guy's going to be traded, released? I noticed in your magazine you have Ricky Williams as the ninth best running back in the league. Regardless if you think he's the ninth best, the third best, or the first best, how does this screw all of us fantasy guys now with Ricky Williams not playing this year?
Well, I think it makes it kind of fun because you can, you know, have a little more creativity, more thought process to figure out what's going to happen now. And, of course, you know, we have a website called footballdiehards.com. And
okay, or
we get to figure out the new cheat sheets and then find out what's going to happen.
I have a very important question about fantasy football, and I think this speaks to, in my opinion, the way fantasy football leagues are run, the way the people are picked, the way the whole thing operates. How much does a player's performance from the previous year affect what he does the following season? And does a guy usually that has a great season come back and have another great season? Because isn't that really what you base these fantasy rankings on?
Well, certainly the past performance is important, and well, not necessarily surprisingly, but positionally it changes. Running backs, you find it's more consistent. You may have 75% consistency from year to year. Where wide receivers, you may have 65%. There's just a little more dynamic change going on.
What is the position with the biggest variable?
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
Probably kickers and you know, fantasy defenses.
Oh, see, now, to me, that's the easiest because, and I'm not giving out any secrets here because I'll be the first guy to pick a defense. I normally am. I'm going to go. No need to write this down, Mike. It's no state secret. I'll take the Baltimore Ravens defense, and I'll pick them up way high, like fifth round, because here's the thing about the Ravens defense. Every year, they're worth a couple of punt blocks. They're worth... What, are you laughing at me?
No, I would never do that.
No, it's okay if you were. Why were you laughing at the thought that I would take the Ravens defense?
Well, the fifth round's a bit high, and of course, I don't know your league scoring system, but I'm in an online draft right now, and I think the first defense went about the ninth round.
See, the thing is, in our league, like in any league, there will be a rush on them.
Right.
Somebody will say, okay, I'm taking Tampa Bay's defense. And then all of a sudden, so this year, I don't want to get, here's the thing, from my team last year.
You know what I do?
What?
I wait till about four or five defenses go, and then I take one.
No.
Wow.
No, see.
Because you don't feel the defenses are that big a deal?
They're important, but if you really knew Baltimore, the consistency again for kickers and defenses still aren't there. Baltimore,
but
they're an exception. Hold on. Take them a little earlier.
In our league, though, not only do you account for whoever the place kicker is, Matt Stover, you get the total Baltimore defense, meaning all of the turnovers they get, all of the interception returns they get. You get points for every sack. You get points for every fumble recovery.
But what he's saying is
if
the
they're
consistency
that important,
factor.
Then you readjust. We have a cheat sheet on the web on our footballdiaries.com site.
Okay,
Hora. Everything.
And
I'll let you I'll let you give that out at the end of this. I promise.
Sorry, I apologize.
You can give out the website.
And if defenses are twice as more important in your league than normal, yeah, maybe they should go a little higher up, closer to the fifth round.
But it's still, but you're still saying that the consistency with kickers and defenses is not the same as it is with
other. And what I would do if the defenses were that important in that league, I'd probably try and change the rules of the league, but.
We've had problems in that league card before.
I would probably end up with three defenses by the end of the draft, because if they're that important and they're that hard to predict, okay. I want a handful of them.
Right, so
hopefully one of them will come out for me.
Let's keep it generic. Quarterbacks. Mike, off the top of your head, who would you take?
Eli Manning.
Okay.
No, I would. That's a joke, because okay, I'm a big fan of Eli Manning.
Who would you
Manning.
Take?
Peyton Manning.
Okay, I would take the guy I had last year, Steve McNair.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, this would be a fun game.
Uh-huh.
Who would you take?
I don't have a clue. I'm going to have to consult with my management team.
He doesn't know. Could you name a quarterback?
Not at this moment. No.
You couldn't name the quarterback you had last year?
You know what? After Peyton Manning, I might be screwed,
I don't
too.
Remember. It's so long ago.
Now, listen to this. He has rated number one
Brad Johnson.
In his fantasy magazine this year. He has Dante Culpepper, number
Minnesota
one.
Minnesota Vikings.
Now, I'm surprised you got Mike Vick. Where is Mike Vick on your list?
He's around number four right now.
Yeah, he's, in this one, yeah. Then you got Dante number one, Peyton number two, Nat Hasselbeck number three, mm-hmm. Trent Green number four. See, to me, these are all guys that are okay, but how can you have...
We're a little light on the big superstars,
how
aren't
can,
we?
Mm-hmm. Really, and I'm serious now, how can you have Nat Hasselbeck ahead of ahead of Steve McNair and Brett Favre.
Let me ask you one question.
And Tom Brady.
Okay, let me ask the question. Where did Matt Hasselbeck finish last year in quarterbacks and fantasy scoring?
I've got no idea. All I know is that he
finished number three. He was the third best quarterback last year in fantasy scoring.
Was he really? But he's
and we're actually lowering down to fourth or fifth. How could we do such a thing?
But he's such a dopey-looking guy.
He's a dopey guy, but he scores. Trent Green actually was number four last year.
All right, hold on. According to your rankings, if you were up, would you take Matt Hasselbeck or Mike Vick?
I would probably take Hasselbeck, because Hasselbeck had a good year last year, and Mike Vick is coming off an injury, has never had a top-five performance. That's the safe pick.
So the rankings for Michael Vick are based on... you know, what the expectations are.
A lot of expectations. Great talent. The other thing, in most of these leagues, you get more points for rushing touchdowns than passing, and rushing yardage is a big thing, and people like Culpepper and Vick are great runners.
Are we going to talk about running backs? Because that's the area that I am completely confused.
Okay. Who's
dazed and confused?
Who's the best? Right now, Ricky's gone, so is it Priest Holmes, Amon Green, LaDainian?
Priest Holmes. Priest Holmes. That's back.
Jamal Lewis, you got four or five great ones there. Clinton Portis.
Yeah, Priest Holmes is your best back. He had a great year last year coming off his injury from the year before. He had really no time to prepare in the off season as far as getting up to strength, and he had a phenomenal year last year, broke the NFL record for touchdowns scored, and there's no reason to think he's not going to be the number one back.
What's the biggest money fantasy football league that you're aware of?
Well, the World Championship of Fantasy Football is probably the biggest. The entry fee is $1,450.
Okay, $1,450.
$1,450 is the draft is in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Hilton.
We'd love to do it,
baby. Yeah, we would. Yeah.
And we got a couple spots left.
Well, I gotta ask my wife. You know, she's mad enough. I'm in this league already.
Basically, there's 672 teams. And we take up the 70,000 square foot ballroom, and we all sit in the ballroom on our little draft tables and draft about 3-4 hours.
I know. What about a guy like Tom Brady? Tom Brady is a guy who every year it seems to be available like in the 6th or 7th round, and whenever he's picked, everybody in the room goes, you know how it is at a draft. Everybody yells at the guy
I
was just going to take him. Why does a guy like Tom Brady always fall halfway through the draft?
Well, because... There's sometimes a difference between a Super Bowl quarterback and a fantasy quarterback. He's a good example, at least so far in his career. Last year, he finished 12th among quarterbacks with fantasy numbers, yet he's a Super Bowl, you know, quarterback.
Can a guy have a great year in the NFL and not deliver in a fantasy league?
Oh, absolutely. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but Aaron Brooks was number 6 last year. Brad Johnson was number 7.
Oh, listen, I had my stock in Aaron Brooks a couple of years ago. That son of a bitch. He'd be up 1 week, and he'd be like crazy, throwing for 4 touchdowns 1 week, and the next week it's like his retarded brother plays, and he throws 8 picks.
Absolutely. Who won our league last year? That would be me.
Who?
Yeah, I won the Super Bowl last year.
And you don't know who your quarterback was?
Trent Green, I think, and Brett Favre. Now that I've heard the list, I would say it was those two guys.
That tells me everything you need to know about fantasy, right?
Here's the last thing, Emil Amir. If you've got a bunch of guys like us, and I'll plug your magazine, Fantasy Football Pro Forecast. And what's your website again?
FootballDiehards.com.
FootballDiehards.com. What do you do if you're in a group with a bunch of guys like we are? We've all worked together for like 10, 15 years. Right. Some of us over that, 20 years. There's one guy. Now, you know, he's not a faggot. He dresses like Denny Terrio. He's a very close friend. He's a dear friend for many years. But the thing is, he knows nothing about sports.
Nothing.
Yet the last 2 years, last year he won the championship. And right. The year before, he came goddamn close. What do you do with a guy like this? A guy who really, like when we, and of course I'm speaking about him like he's not here, he's here. His name is Buzz.
Hi.
His name is Buzz. Buzz, who's the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills?
No idea. I have no idea.
You didn't know that either, Mike?
No, I didn't, no.
Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, that's right, okay.
That's so simple. Who's the starting
quarterback? It's simple for you because you eat it, breathe it, sleep it.
You'll get this over.
We're in the middle of the baseball season.
Mike, who's the starting quarterback? Okay, Mike and Buzz, game right now. Buzz in first. Who's the starting quarterback for the Eagles?
Donovan McNabb.
Okay, very good. Mike, Buzz.
Yes.
Both of you. Mm-hmm. Who's the starting quarterback for, I'm trying to think where they don't have a controversy. For the Houston Texans, that's a good one. Houston, Mike, any idea?
No, I have no idea. Not nice. Here, no idea.
Start for the C.
Yeah, it's David Carr. It's David Carr.
I don't even know who David
Never
Carr
heard
is.
Of him.
Well,
what you got to do with guys like that is kick them out of the league.
Okay, Buzz, you're kicking.
That's a super idea.
There'd be no one left.
Yeah, kick us out of the league.
He's gone.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right.
The league would be just done.
Yeah. That'd be okay with me. I'd win the championship every year.
I win again.
Listen, thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, and we'll talk to you later. Hey, listen, how many nerds buy this magazine? What's your publication on this thing?
Oh, we put out 400,000 and sell about 40%, about 160,000.
Great. Key Rice. All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Emil.
There he goes. Well, he was a fantasy football expert.
Yeah, absolutely. I guarantee, even without looking at him, I could kick his ass.
Why would they put out so many magazines if they're only going to sell half of them? I mean, I'm no publisher, but that's an idiotic thing to do. We put out 400,000.
I bet he makes a lot of money on the website. He makes a lot of money with that little league he has.
Sure.
He
spends a lot of it on paper.
I think what my point was, and I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, about fantasy football.
Yeah?
It is, I mean, as much time as you put into it, as Cakes puts into it,
yeah.
It comes down to, no matter what,
pure,
pure dumb luck.
Right, I agree. And here is Beth Ann McBride. Hi, B.A.
Hey, I have a John Madden 2005 update.
Yes?
You can have the anniversary, or whichever one you want, on August the 9th.
That's 3 days before the average person can get it. There you go.
Good night, Mike.
What's that?
I did good, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
How about that? How about, I'll take it. I'll take the one. I don't care about the anniversary crap. I just want the 2005 one.
It'd be $49.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Hey, good job.
Thanks.
There you go. You got it 3 days
have
before.
A guest for tomorrow.
You what?
Nothing.
No, what were you starting to say?
Don't have a guest for tomorrow.
Don't say that on the air, Beth.
Okay. Yeah. I'm working on it.
Okay. All right, don't say it on the air.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Beth. You're doing a great job.
Go watch Swimming with Sharks again. remember, saying I'm sorry is a sign of weakness.
That's right.
Unless you really screw up. Mm-hmm. What, you don't have a guest for tomorrow?
Yes, we do.
Well, she has several. Just waiting for confirmation.
Get somebody to talk about the baseball trading deadline.
Rob's got a guest. We're going to do this one tomorrow. World's smallest cat weighs 3 pounds.
All right.
That's fun.
Full grown? Full grown? What kind of show is this? Deli counter?
Deli counter.
The convention. Listen, Who did not watch Bill Clinton last night?
He gave a stem winder last night.
Yeah, and you got to say, here's the thing. They gave the guy, normally he needs like an hour to make that speech.
Yes, he does.
They said to him, you've got 15 or 20 minutes.
That's why, like, you know, he would have waited for that applause, like, for 40 minutes.
Yeah. But he flew through that convention. We will have an update from now. Let's see if this really happens. Uh-huh. From either CBS or ABC, okay. We've been told via ISDN, which is some complicated...
Yeah, there's a routing system where we're trying to get it. Yeah.
We're going to get some network news guy on the show who's going to tell us about the convention. I know it sounds boring,
right.
But trust me on this.
Inside stuff.
We'll make it not boring.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be more than interesting.
It'll be very interesting.
It'll be more than interesting.
As we talk to hopefully some major correspondents.
Yeah. I believe Mike, Dan Rather, Tim Russert, some of the names on our list, Peter Jennings.
Luminaries.
Tony Snow from Fox News Channel.
I just hope that gets routed right to the Fleet Center and, you know, nothing disrupts the signal.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What are the chances that Hoffman's wife would have the same, you know, allergy? Reaction. That's just incredible. That's
much luckier than that.
Lucky woman. She used up a few of her nine lots.
Yes, she did. Hey, I just wanted to, because you reminded me, I want to tell you, there's two guys, Don and Mike, they do a show on Westwood One. We don't get it in Los Angeles. But some reason they watch us. They watch us, they're on the East Coast. They watch us, I think, on the early Pacific Coast feed is what they call it. They get an early CBS feed. Let's go outside. And they, big fans.
These
the guy.
Radio jocks?
Radio disc jockeys. And the one guy, Don, is apparently a big fan of mine. And I said, yeah, okay, sure. And then, stop kidding, Kevin. I thought it was my brother. And they said, would you like to do a little call-in? And I said, oh, sure, that's fine, that's fine. So I called in, and I said, prove to me that you're a big fan. He goes, well, I see you at 5:07, and then about 5:13, you come on, and about 5:45, you do the morning dish. And I went, okay, creepy. Okay, kind of creepy. Plus, he knew, like, all the old jobs I had and stuff. Anyway, his partner, Mike, said, you know, his wife knows about this, and it's kind of weird. You know, he watches you every morning and stuff. I said, what does your wife think about it? They get her on the phone. She's like, I said, Rita, do you mind that he's kind of obsessive? And she goes, no. You know what? I can't control my husband's fantasies. You want him? You got him. I love her. So I wanted to give a little shout out. Thanks to those guys. If you're in Sacramento or some of their 45 affiliated cities, listen to the Don and Mike Show. 62 degrees in Burbank.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Right.
They're ready to believe.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's my girl, Lisa Joyner.
I guess so.
KCBS Los Angeles talked about her yesterday, weather girl. Also want to thank weatherman Martin Bass from Channel 13. I hope we have a chance to play his tape again as well.
Mm-hmm.
The convention, the Democratic convention last night.
Yeah.
Here's what we have for you. We believe this is a Don and Mike Show exclusive. As we now call Boston, and I've been told we'll be speaking to CBS anchorman Dan Rather.
All right.
I'm going to dial this part so you can't hear the number.
Senior anchor of TV News.
And there we go. This should be at the convention in Boston.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this the convention? Is this Don? Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello, who is this, please?
This is Dan Rather.
Hey, Dan, it's Don from the...
reporting from the floor of the Democratic National Convention.
It's Don from the Don and Mike Show.
I'm hearing you over the delegates, but I can tell you with great authority, this convention is in a great deal of disarray. Hold on, let me step into a secret room. Shut that door, will you? There you go. Hello?
Dan?
Yes, this is Dan Rather, CBS News. I've got many things to report about the disarray and the total dissatisfaction of the delegates with their candidate at the Democratic National Convention.
Really?
And I have many scoops and insights I can offer you and your... Hey, incidentally, is this Don?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I saw you on with that Lisa Marie Joyner this morning, man. That was slapped.
darn funny. I don't mind telling you.
Something tells me this is not Dan Rather. I think I know who this is, but this ain't Dan Rather.
Hey, I tell you right now, this is Dan Rather, and let me step back out. I will put the phone back out on the convention floor. You want me to do that?
Yeah, please do.
Listen up. Can you hear that?
Really, yeah.
I do. They're all out there, man. I tell you, it's crazy.
I
want to
tell you. All right, I'm going to hang
up. What questions do you have for me regarding the Democratic Convention?
What are your feelings on John Kerry? Dan Rather, your impartial feelings on John Kerry.
John Kerry, the sentiment on the floor of the convention, even though they are Democrats, they feel that he is not qualified to lead this country.
Uh-huh.
He is not an honest man, and he has a decided lack of hygiene.
I'll call you back, sir.
What? Go ahead.
I'll call you back, sir.
All right, goodbye.
Now, I think it don't take a rocket science, expert to figure out who we're talking to there.
That's right.
Okay? You know, that's W.
All right.
So, having said that, I hope we don't fall into the same trap.
No.
I'm now going to call, it's a different phone number.
Okay.
ABC News anchor, Peter Jennings.
Well, this will be entirely different then.
Yes, it will, Buzz. One of these will be entirely different, but it won't be this one. We're building.
ABC.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Peter Jennings.
Oh.
Peter, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Give it to me again.
Can you go into the secret room?
Yes, hold on a second. Close that door for me, will you, son?
Thank you. They won, too.
Hello, Peter Jennings here.
Peter, hey, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Don and Mike, Geronimo and O'Mara down there in D.C.
Yes.
What a surprise to hear from you.
Peter.
It is truly a special time to talk with you as an anchor man.
How would you describe the mood at the Democratic Convention, sir?
Hold on whilst I open the door to the convention floor. Hey, do you hear that?
There's no doubt he's at a
convention.
It sounds to me like...
But I'll tell you, this convention, everyone I have talked to, although they are Democrats, have indicated to me that they are going to be voting for President Bush. What a surprise is that?
That's a lot.
Shut the door. Shut that damn door.
Big
Hello?
Surprise.
Can you tell me something, sir?
I have heard a rumor. They are saying that John Kerry smells like cabbage.
Huh. Let's play a quick game here.
Is that Buzz?
Yeah, I'm here too.
I don't want to talk to him.
Who are you?
Sorry, Mr. Jennings.
Hello?
Who are you?
I am Peter Jennings from ABC News, the anchor man.
Didn't know Peter felt that way.
Hey, George.
Yes, Don.
Just answered.
I'm sorry. Who are you asking for?
Listen, I'm going to hang up, and I believe the next person we call will be Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw or Tim Russert.
Either one.
Or anyone you need to.
Thank you. All right.
That's a secret. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Now
you can try the NBC number if you like.
I know.
Just
going to
be him again.
Around. And let me just say, it could be Tim Russert.
Right.
You know who I'm going to call, and I'm going to go off the script here.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
From NBC, we talked about her enough today.
Oh.
Katie Couric.
She's there. She could answer.
All right, so now I'm going to call the NBC News booth where Katie Couric is. Let's speak to NBC's Katie Couric in Boston at the...
This is NBC News. I'm Tim Russert from the floor of the Democratic National Convention. Who's this?
I'm looking for Katie Couric.
Hold on just a second. We can get you anybody you require to give you a report on the problems with the Democratic National Convention.
Is Katie there?
Oh, Katie, can you come over here, please? Hello? This is Katie Couric.
Hi, Katie, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Don and Mike Show. I'm a big fan of your show. I'd love to have you on the Today Show. Have you heard the news, Don? The Democratic Convention is in total disarray. They are having some real problems, and they all hate each other because they've chosen the wrong candidate for president. I am Sexy Katie, and I love the GOP.
Huh. You know,
how's George, about you?
Hey, can you go in the secret room for a second?
Hold on. Hey, shut that door.
Hello.
Hey, Katie?
Yes, this is Katie Couric.
Okay, all right, let's drop it. George, I know it's you.
You what?
W, I knew it was you from the first time.
This is Tim Russert. Can I help you?
No. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Milk, milk, lemonade.
Around the corner, fudge is made. How about you, Don?
Hey, W.
Yeah. How are you, son?
I knew it was you, you son of a bitch.
We had a secret line set up so anybody that's calling for an update at the news organization gets me. I'm just here. I'm here and having a little. That's a sound effect. Look, I can turn this up. Turn on that party music. There you go. Now turn it back down. How are you, Don?
I'm doing great.
So I guess you were not. You were not buying my ruse.
No, I was not. However, I do want to say, of the people that you did the mimicry of...
Yes, thank you. I'm a talented mimic.
Yeah. The Katie Couric was killer.
Would you like to hear some more?
A little bit, please.
Please. Hello. I'm Katie Couric. I'm a pretty girl. Pretty girl. Take a look at my shapely legs.
All right, George, this is despicable. Goodbye. I'm going to call someone...
Pathetic.
Now I'm going to call someone who was really at... the thing last night.
All right, Don, I'll talk to you soon. I'm now, counting on your support, son.
All right, I just want to... you got it.
Viacom deals.
Viacom deals.
There's one more person that we can call.
Well, I hope so. None of those worked out.
And I don't think this will be Bush, as we continue to call the Democratic Convention in Boston.
Good luck.
You never know.
Yeah, I like you too. I do. Well, if you'd like to do... Hello.
Hey, Bill.
How are you?
Don Geronimo.
Hey, Don, you got to come up here, man. It is wall-to-wall stink.
What are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing what I do best. You know, it's great being a private citizen and all this. This is... Oh, you're... Hold on. Can you give me just 1 second?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You're lovely, dear. I love you, too. Yes, I'll sign it. I'll sign both of them.
Oh,
man, we're having a great time here at the DNC.
Hey, I got to tell you, Bill, we're on the air.
Oh, hold on a second. Shut that door. Shut the door. Hello. How are you?
You want to hear something funny?
It's a good year for the party.
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
We just said we were going to be calling, I don't know, Brokaw and Jennings. And
sure, I understand. Yes, the major news organization.
Katie Couric, you know what it was? It was Bush pretending to be those people.
Well, I understand he's a talented mimic.
Yeah. He does a good Katie Couric.
He does. I actually I've dabbled in mimicry myself.
Really?
Who do you do? Now that's
would you like to hear my impression of Hillary?
Who do you do? Yes, I would.
I'm just kidding you. We're having a great time. This is the Democratic National Convention, or as I like to call it, my personal grazing zone.
Well,
man, okay. I'll tell you, man, let's run down the hill. Let's not run down the hill. Let's walk down the hill and do them all. That's what I say. Can you guess what my blue necktie smelled like this morning?
Thank you, Peter.
I love you. God bless America.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go back to the party right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's off the line. Would I what? You bet I would. You bring the maple syrup and I'll lick it right off.
Oh, dear.
All right, now, let's end that. Phone scan time, 877-365-3636. We'll take some on-screen calls here.
Yeah.
We're getting dangerously close to news time, so we got to squeeze it in together. Mike, you never believe this. You go to the bathroom, and we're on the phone with Bush pretending to be Rather, and then Clinton's on the phone.
Really?
Where were you?
It was amazing.
It took a little longer than I expected.
Well, you're here just in time for a phone scan.
Okay.
877-365-3636. That's the phone number. We don't screen these calls.
No way.
So call now. Get on the line to get on the air, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
BMW and Apple have created the first seamless integration of iPod and automobile.
With your fully integrated BMW iPod adapter, you can shift between tracks and up to 5 BMW playlists. Adjust volume, shuffle your playlist or entire iPod library, and let the music take you to unexpected places. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they gave Buzz one of these cars to drive for a week with the iPod, and we're supposed to ask him. There's no spot in the copy to ask him, so we're supposed to say, Buzz, how was the car?
Yeah, well, I like it.
I think the thing I'd
why
like to...
Why settle for anything? anything less than the ultimate sound experience behind the wheel of the ultimate driving machine.
The iPod connector in the glove box connects directly to BMW stereo and lets you enjoy your iPod music without the loss of sound quality or the loss of sound quality that occurs with existing cassette and FM transmitter solutions.
Anyone who's driven a BMW or plugged into an iPod knows the pleasure that comes from experiencing the perfect marriage of design and technology.
Yeah.
What, and I mean what, could be better?
Well,
Buzz?
Yeah, I would be better.
For more information, go to iPodYourBMW.com today.
The Tom and Mike Show.
There you go.
WKK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Well, it was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45?
Stop it.
Okay, 7:45.
The Don and Mike Show. Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on The Don and Mike Show. We're giving away a WWE trip somewhere.
Ooh.
Good trip somewhere. We're going to play a game called Bad Brothers Behavior. Also tomorrow, Yallin FM. We're going to do a whole segment with Yallin FM with the reverb. And we're Yallin FM. We're going to try to get Yallin in here.
You're all commercials.
Tomorrow as well. Rob, I don't think it's the WWE in Haiti. Rob's got a love affair going with Haiti.
Great place to be.
And that's also tomorrow, I want to mention, postponed from today, Stump the Joe. Joe did come to me before the show and say that he had, in fact, found a topic that he felt strong enough, a champion enough for, that he could play Stump the Joe with our listeners.
Yes, I understand he discovered his topic late at night last night when he was having one of his thinking sessions.
Uh-huh. And just beware, I've now been told that the trip is not to Haiti.
No.
It's to Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, go up to see our Canadian friends and listen on our Buffalo affiliate. Yeah.
For the WWE, we'll give away that trip tomorrow. Your choice, either Toronto or Haiti. Phone calls right now, 877-365-3636, the rotating random phone scan. These are unscreened calls, and anybody can call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bueno Arbusto, Radio Gods.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys are on fire today, by the way. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to let you know in regards to...
Nobody jumps forward to say, like, oh, shucks, or anything. It's like, you're on fire today. Yes.
Thank you. We know that.
We realize that.
No need to dispute a fact.
Yeah. We're on top of our game. We have been for months now.
Yes, we have.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to say this whole FCC thing...
Yeah.
It's re-generized me.
I like that word, though.
It has re-energized me.
And it's regenerated me because I've actually grown a tail.
Anyway, I like doing the show. Now, I've always liked doing the show, but we're having a lot of fun.
It is a pleasure to come to work every day. And who'd have thunk it a few months back when we were... when we weren't coming to work.
Hello there. Anyway, listen, what can we do for you? Thank you for the nice compliment.
Hey, no problem. Bakersfield, California, KGEO 1230 calling in. And there's another TV personality that just got let go today.
Who's that?
Nancy James.
Are you talking about Jim Nance?
Yeah.
Jim Nance did not get fired today.
He's been on your show, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he lost his spot as the host of the NFL today.
But he's still employed.
Well, you guys, you know, your record still holds true.
Oh, get out of here.
So does yours.
You know, I just want to say, the show is not career cancer for anybody in television who comes on this show.
I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Although I could make an awful joke and I won't. I really could. It would be, never mind.
Okay.
Because I would, you know what the joke is?
I do.
Yeah. I think I do.
Yeah, right. See?
Right, he's writing it down now.
It could be about,
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Was that what you had, Rob?
Okay.
No.
Yeah, really? Was mine crueler than what you were thinking?
I think it might be.
Yours is...
The cruelest?
Yeah.
Yeah, even I won't say it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's in such poor taste.
Right.
Oh. That's worse.
Well, that's what I thought.
Look what he wrote.
I'm glad you didn't say it.
His is worse than mine.
Yeah.
His is worse than mine.
Yeah, that's no good.
Sorry.
But either way.
Not saying them.
Yeah, me too, but.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're talking about career cancer here. No, right, cancer jokes, please.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, speak to us. And of course, always now the dead silence. So that we linger over the awkward
timing.
Moment.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show. We just had an awful awkward moment.
Hello. I enjoyed it.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ryan from Toronto.
Hi there, Ryan. You're on the air.
Well, I just want to say enjoy the show, but please to be explained to me, what is the big deal with this coronation happening in Boston? I mean, aren't governments just supposed to pick up your trash and make radio bad?
Hey, dude, listen, first off, you're in Canada, which means I'm not even going to entertain the call about why we have conventions and stuff.
Absolutely. Read a book.
We got conventions because we're America.
That's
the way we do it. We put on a nice show for everybody.
Yeah, thanks for screwing up the expos.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Doesn't JFK Don and Mike mean today's best talk on getting my iPod?
He wants an iPod.
No!
That motor mouth wants an iPod.
No, you're not getting an iPod. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
And Buzz.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, Mike.
Yo.
FNY.
FNY.
Go Sox.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, can I have an iPod?
No iPod. Everybody wants the iPods today.
We're not giving away iPods today. We gave away like five of them last week. They're supposed to last us for 2 weeks.
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I should mention tomorrow the secret sound is worth $800.
$800.
The common everyday sound. Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, please turn your radio down.
Hey, Mike.
Please
no, turn your radio down, moron.
Please turn your radio down.
Okay, hey, Mike.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm vetoing you. We're going
to... No, I have a question to ask you. How much...
No.
He's gone. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Trumbull.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi there. The sweeter sex.
He thinks m'lady will offer a breath of fresh air.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
We love you here in Baltimore. I just wanted to tell you about this fantastic political bumper sticker I saw the other day.
Let me just say something. This borders on telling jokes.
Listen, I think you guys will really like this one. It said, lick Bush in 2004. It's patriotic.
Honey, really, you should have to give out your phone number for that.
Why? You don't
because it's like funny. Telling a bad joke. That's a stupid bumper sticker, just like it's a stupid joke.
Can I tell you the truth? I have a Carrie Edwards bumper sticker on my car.
Yeah?
And like a lot of people do.
I just spray painted on the side of mine, Nader. I've just got a can of spray paint.
That's appropriate for the candidate.
Just Nader.
And, you know, I was watching the convention last night, and I was kind of buying into the whole thing that, you know, hey, it's great to have a dialogue and all this, but you know what? I took down the silly one that I had, which was not that funny anyway, and I said, you know, I'm just, you know, if you support a candidate, you're supporting a candidate, but I realized that I get irritated, either pro or con, by whichever side it is. I don't like those nasty little tricky ones, you know, so, I mean, I don't know.
My point was this is the equivalent of calling it with a joke, so watch it.
See, mine was, and bumper stickers, really, and I saw a bunch of them when I was in Boston over the weekend, and even though at the moment I guess I was caught up in the frenzy of the political activity, I was kind of laughing at them, but then I realized they're all pretty much dumb.
Yeah, they really are.
They're kind of dumb, and they have that attitude that they're, oh, we're oh so clever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, this morning when I got up and I went out to my car, took another look at it, kept the Carrie Edwards bumper sticker and peeled off the other one.
Good for you. You know what you can have on your car? You can have a sports thing on your car. Mm-hmm. You could even have, like, South of the Border. Mm-hmm. You know, but please.
Tell the truth, like you.
Like I do.
South of the Border.
But please, as long as we're on the topic of bumper stickers, mm-hmm. I don't give a rat's ass if your kid is on the honor roll at MIT.
Right.
I really don't give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm. What I would like...
George Carlin has the best stand-up routine with that at all. You know, he has a bumper sticker that says, my kid beat up your honor student.
Yes.
Yeah. It might not be beat up. It might be something else.
No, it's something worse.
It was something else.
It's something worse and funnier.
Pull out the word beat and subtract it with another word.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't really hear the fuzz thing. Hey, idiot fat driver from Portland, Oregon, who loves you guys as much as another man could love another man.
Wow.
Thank you.
Afternoon would be complete hell if I didn't have you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. We're glad to be back on in Portland.
Oh, my God, I missed you guys such a long time. Anyway, guys, I'll let you go.
Hi. All right.
I love you.
See you, faggot.
We all love you.
Bye-bye. Keep having gay sex.
People. I love you.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hi.
I'm calling to find out what I can do to win a date with Mike.
Well, I'm seeing somebody right now. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I'm embarrassed,
yeah.
But I'm sorry.
No, there's no need to be embarrassed, and I'll send you a tote bag.
Bye.
And, you know, we had got a lot of those since Mike's in kind of a serious relationship with his girlfriend now. Oh, we got a real backload of the I had relations with radio's Mike O'Mara tote bag.
And, you know, when you made that modification and it was I had relations, it was really, really great and really fantastic and great for an overnight.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Oops, what's this? Hello, what's wrong with the phone? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Would you like to hear a Scott Shannon story from about 30 years ago?
Scott Shannon? Okay. I would be intrigued in hearing that. He's a radio friend of mine. I've talked about him on the show. What's the story?
It's nothing bad, but I was in college, and a buddy of mine somehow had a connection to him, and he invited us to a party at his place.
Yes.
So he was a big DJ at the time, so I thought it'd be all cool and hip and everything.
Right.
But it was so lame. He was a nice guy, but he had this little apartment, like one step above a Holiday Inn.
Right. Well, like everybody, he's struggling in radio at the time. So what's the point of the Scott Shannon story?
Well, it just, I guess it shows you from the pathetic state he went to the glories he reached at some point just through that industry.
So I think I've got it. I've got it figured out.
Was it the point of the story?
The story had no point.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
All right.
Johnny Rivers albums on a little stereo that he folded up and became a box.
Well, you know, I think Don pointed it out. I think everybody,
a lot of people,
everybody
have
in this
through
room.
That.
I know that everybody in this room could have. We had a time in our lives where we lived in a crappy place.
Yeah, but you were probably smoking pot in 1971. He was so square, you know, that it was soda.
My friend, without telling any stories out of school, and I've had conversations with Super Shan. If you think he's drinking milk and cookies, you're crazier than Hinckley.
Well,
I mean,
I'll tell you, in 71, he wasn't smoking any pot at that party.
I'm getting the point. You had a pretty bad time at the party.
No, it was fine. It was just late.
So you were at a party in 1971 with Scott Shannon.
And don't say no. You just said it was a lame party.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I didn't have a good time.
You were at a party with a disc jockey 33 years ago.
Yeah, and I enjoyed goofing on it.
But why was it lame?
Because he didn't smoke pot.
Expected to be very hip since he was the number one disc jockey in the city.
I think we're getting that clear. You wanted more drugs at the party.
Yeah, I wanted more drugs and more women.
Yes. at least the guy was honest.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of Shannon's parties. I'm really surprised that he's not good with the ladies, but he at least used to be good with the other stuff.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, faggot.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time,
he's not a faggot.
K-Life Radio.
He's a stupid faggot.
IQQFM, Los Angeles, signs off the air forever.
There he is, my man, Super Chef.
He loved the drama.
Now, come on. I'm at a party 33 years ago with the guy.
Imagine having such a bad time at a party, and then the name comes up on our show, and says, I went to a lame party where he had, like, a close-and-play record player.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even smoke pot.
Yeah, what's with that?
God, if that is the standard we're going to be held to,
right?
Back in the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. and for a part of the 90s, right. I was the greatest party guest in the history of the world.
And technically, I know I never went to a bad party then.
Hello, Tom. Mike show.
Don and Mike, I am listening as is instructed, and I will be over here if you need me.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. This is the phone scan.
Mike.
Hi. Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
I have a perfect job for Dennis Murphy.
Okay.
Correspondent at the Republican convention. Just think of the interviews.
Now, hold on.
Beautiful lady from Chicago.
You're an idea guy, right?
Junior producer.
You're one of those guys that thinks we should be like Jay Leno and send people out to the convention?
No, I just thought after listening to your best of tapes and you had him down in Palm Beach, I thought maybe the convention might be more
right.
to speed.
There you go, thinking. Yeah, Dennis Murphy, just a little reminder here. Dennis Murphy would be better at like a sex convention.
Yeah.
Okay, my mother's a whore and she lives in Whoretown.
Excellent.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, and a nice eject as well. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan time. Hello. All right, try this one. Hi. Whoops. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don. This is Lisa.
Oh, is this Lisa Joyner?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
And Mike,
you guys, flowers?
The guy's doing you, doing Bush, doing Lisa Joyner.
I'm
Hello, Don and Mike.
Opie and Anthony, October 1st.
Yeah. Right. I think I've just gone through my underpants hearing that. Wow, am I scared.
Yeah, we have to sign off that day, right?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yes, we'll be quitting the business that day.
Right.
Incidentally, didn't that day used to be...
June 1st.
June 1st.
Yeah.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Tom Gavin, you're a little tight today. Your skin's soft. Get mind if I rub you down?
Get out of here.
That's making me feel bad.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yay, Donkey Kong! Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The car across the
what? Hello?
Now, normally you wait till we say hello to
hello.
Start talking.
Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
You're the last person on the phone scan. What can we do for you?
Tell me how you feel about people that put the big make and model of their car across their windshield. The ultimate bumper sticker.
The people that put the what on their cars?
You know, you drive by them, they got the on the top of their window, and it's like Cavalier
make
or
and model,
Caprice.
Oh, make and model.
I don't think that's their choice a lot of times.
No,
right?
No, it is. Those are decals.
Yeah. Right.
And that's a white trash thing.
Yeah, it is.
And don't I know, because I used to have it on my Camaro. I had it
Camaro!
Real big, yeah, like you wouldn't know already that I'm driving the, you know, it had to be, look at me in my Camaro.
Right, I had a great one, too. It's a Pacer.
That's a choice, my friend.
I think that's...
Much like being gay, that's a choice.
Yes, absolutely.
You're the last person on the phone scan.
That's great.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe I was asleep at the wheel. No, I don't agree with that.
See, you weren't even paying attention.
I wasn't even paying attention.
I made like a joke there.
I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
It's a choice being gay.
I didn't even know you were making a joke. You must have been the last four callers.
Listen, you, what is your name?
My name's Tony.
And Tony, where are you from?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tony, you have won.
Hold
on.
You understand.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
All right, Tony.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony, you won the Showtime Cox, COX Communications, boxing prize pack. Watch Mike Tyson on pay-per-view this weekend. Enjoy that. Will that be available wherever you are, Cedar Rapids?
We're not Cox Cable out here, but Showtime is.
Yeah, well, you've got the pay-per-view here. Everybody else, get it, in-demand pay-per-view with Cox Digital Cable. Showtime, Mike Tyson fighting this Friday night.
It's the Midwest, yeah.
Thank you.
Bacardi Limon.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you. No, this Tony. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Thank you, Tony, and wherever. Cedar Rapids. Hold on.
You're
just
Rapids.
A second. Right, gotcha.
Bacardi Limon.
Buzz.
Yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Michael Jackson's lawyers ask that his trial be delayed.
Michael?
Till next year.
Uh-huh. And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a jackal.
He is confused, you understand.
Jacko.
Bacardi Limon.
Stay tuned, everybody. That was very...
Oh, professional, you understand.
Oh, hold on. Time out. I didn't even do the stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
There we go.
For news and comment.
Yes.
Coming up on the Don and Mike
Bacardi
Show.
Bacardi Limon. There you go. That was very...
Well, that was very professional, too.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Really wasn't. Sorry.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, I'm just looking here in the paper, seeing. I want to see Carrie's wife on TV tonight.
Teresa.
Because she's crazy. She'll say anything. It's not on TV tonight. At least not on the regular channels.
No. They got to go cable for that.
Big Brother, Amazing Race, NYPD, Trading Spouses, The Mommy. Oh, and of course, James Belushi is on tonight. And. I forgot to tell you, one of the funniest things that my wife said to me, and she was serious with me about Lisa Joyner, the TV girl.
Yeah.
She was having a conversation like, why really do you watch her all the time? I said, it's background. It's on at the same time as the local news. I said, I go down on the treadmill in the morning. I turn on a station. It's the station they turn on.
Mm-hmm.
She said, wait a minute. And I said, no, really, I want to look at something while I'm exercising. And my wife says to me, she's got a great way of making me feel real good about myself.
Okay.
Said, you're on the treadmill every day. I said, yes. And she said, and you feel good about yourself? I said, I feel great about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something. She said, you know what I saw the other day? I saw an ad for According to Jim.
Right.
She said, when Jim Belushi takes his shirt off, that's exactly how you look.
Mm-hmm.
And she meant that as a compliment. Now.
That's odd.
Now,
I'm not sure what to say to that.
I only mentioned that because I was just talking with Rob.
You're feeling pretty good about it.
And he's got his picture right here in the newspaper.
Right.
You know, I work my ass, I mean, I'm not trying to get this whole weight thing again.
Right.
But I work my ass off to lose over 65 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And the response that I get from my wonderful wife is that when I took my shirt off recently, reminded her of an episode of According to Jim where he took his shirt off. And then she said to me, wait, that's a compliment. he's not as fat as he used to be.
Right, right.
He looks... And this is where she loses the argument. He looks pretty good. Yeah, right. Like you'd be with Jim Belushi, and he's the. You know, I say yesterday on the air that you look like Diane Keaton. I think my wife does look like Diane.
Right.
Keaton. And come on, I'm not a handsome man, but please.
Yeah, pick a better celebrity.
I don't mind it if it comes from me, but when it comes from my wife, when I'm exercising on the trampoline, and I'm trying to look better.
Right.
She says you look good. You're looking more and more like Jim Belushi.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's bad.
Somebody told me I look like Tim Russert when I take my shirt off. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know why. Somebody said I'm a ringer for Tim Russert with his shirt off.
And that's why he always does the news with his shirt off.
Yes, he does. And a tie.
That's right. Like a Chippendale.
It's time for Buzz's News. Brought to you by Viramax. Buzz, of course, looks like G.I. Joe with real-life hair and beard.
I get Fabio a lot. And he's grown his beard back. You notice that?
Oh, I saw that last night. Yeah.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to tickle the ladies. Tickle that special lady, Buzz.
Yes.
Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Number one, because it really works. Dr. DeVella. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. They bring you the Buzz news and comments now. Buzz is growing a flavor saver.
No,
come on, Rob. Come on, go back to high school. That's just not funny.
That's not funny.
I'm not laughing at that.
That's not funny. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Michael Jackson's lawyers. Hi. Michael Jackson's lawyers say the case against their client is breathtaking.
This you should not do.
What?
You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's
jackal.
I'm not a jackal.
So Michael Jackson's lawyers say they need an additional 4 months to prepare his defense. If they get their wish, the trial would begin next year instead of this fall.
More time for me to go over and play.
In an unusually cheeky approach to the judge, Jacko's lawyers say the case is built to, quote, bring down a celebrity.
Cheeky. I like cheeky.
They also say the case is complex because of the conspiracy charges filed against Michael and his employees, or henchmen, to quote the prosecution.
I would disguise myself as a flavor saver.
Prosecutors say they don't mind a reasonable delay, but they say 4 months is not reasonable.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's jackal.
Jackal.
I'm not a jackal.
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 No. You remember the rumors were rampant that President Bush would replace Dick Cheney with Rudy Giuliani. The president denied it. Cheney said he's on board.
Right.
Then comes a report in the increasingly reliable National Enquirer that says Bush is still trying to get Giuliani.
Now listen, here's
and
the
that
thing.
A yes from Giuliani is the only thing holding up the switcheroo.
Here's the thing. With the Enquirer, you can no longer laugh.
You can't write them off
when it's in the Enquirer.
Right.
More times than not, it's true.
Yep. I think it's... I just don't buy that. I really don't buy that. Quoting the Enquirer's source, it's Rudy's if he wants it. The source says those rumors were started, the rumors from a few weeks ago, by Republicans who wanted to test the water for a Bush-Giuliani ticket. Quoting one, he's the Republican no Democrat could say anything negative about. He saved New York, end quote. Cheney, meanwhile, is noticeably absent from Bush campaign advertising.
He's eating a donut.
You know, that the thing is, Buzz, that's kind of the way that I mean, I'm not going to change my vote, but I might feel better
with
Giuliani there.
Tilt things.
I might like a Giuliani-Cheney ticket.
Yeah.
As long as you just take Bush out of it.
Yeah, I don't think any of that's going to happen.
No. It's too late in the game.
Yeah, I think you're right, but we'll see. The Democratic Convention, of course, is underway now in Boston.
Hey, it's a great show. Well, I want to tell you. The thing is...
why it won't be on TV tonight.
What I was watching last night on Fox, if I could just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News. The guy that I'm watching, whoever the squarehead is that I'm watching, the guy that's...
Tony Snow?
I'm not kidding. I think the guy's name is Ass Man.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Assman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so he says, I'm turning this thing on, and he says, tonight, terribly partisan, terribly one-sided. Okay, hello, listen, dumbass.
It's a convention.
It's the Democratic convention. It's not all people presenting their ideas. And you can bet your ass that when Fox televises the Republican convention, you won't,
this is great. Great themes, you know, no divisiveness.
You won't have David Assman standing out. No. And the other thing that he said was, as he was standing outside the Fleet Center, there's lots of hatred in this building behind me.
Oh, yeah. Oh. See, that's what
there's
I want to do.
Lots of hatred. Very, very politics that are very, you know, listen.
And that's what they're trying to do. I mean, they're actually, and I think it's been proven by that documentary what they're all about.
Yeah.
I think you and I were the only ones who watched the coverage on ABC's on their new whatever.
On their new digital network.
Okay. I watched at least 6 minutes of just sweeping shots of the Fleet Center of people doing like the Lambada or the Macarena or some organized dancing, because there's really not enough to carry 5 hours of conventioning, and they didn't have any pundits, so it's just watching the people. It's really entertaining.
Didn't it look great?
It did. It looked like a lot of hatred, though.
and of course, it's a pep rally for the Democrats.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Any idiot knows this.
This is so partisan. Duh.
On Fox. I swear to God.
So that convention, is now underway in Boston, and that also happens to be the hometown of the Gillette Company. And that company just spent $1 million on putting Gillette razors and blades into gift bags for the delegates and reporters. Just one problem. In these days of tight security,
anti-terrorism
razors and blades were then removed from the gift bags. Confiscated by security one by one as each delegate passed through the metal detector, which backed up the line even more.
Man, oh man, that's a bright marketing executive there.
The Washington Post, meanwhile, has handed out free souvenir copies of itself bearing the giant headline, Campaign 2000. Which was 4 years ago. Oops.
I'm Jay Dubs.
Editor-in-Chief, Washington Post.
Sorry.
Everybody's talking about the little internet cartoon that's far better than most. It's the one with Bush and Kerry singing, This Land Is Your Land.
It is great. It is very funny.
And that is nonpartisan at all. That is funny.
They make fun of both guys equally.
Yeah. Yes, and I think the funniest part is the Clinton part in that.
That's the killer part of that.
What I do.
The lyrics have been changed to amuse and inform the viewer about the two candidates. Bush sings, You're a liberal sissy. Kerry sings, You're a right-wing nut job. Both sing, This Land Will Surely Vote For Me.
And it's great because it's that cheap animation where the heads are like just going back and forth.
Cut and paste pictures.
Yeah, it's really cheaply done, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, and the people who own the rights to This Land Is Your Land are not happy about this little video, not happy about the work by Jib Jab Productions. They're suing Jib Jab, saying the damage to the song is huge.
Oh, God.
The damage to the song, This Land Is Your Land,
which they say was a unifying theme written by Woody Guthrie, is now being associated with silliness, and they're insulted, and they're suing.
Come on.
Right. Get
a life.
Yeah. If you saw the dress one of John Kerry's daughters wore to the Cannes Film Festival, then you remember the dress.
Baby.
It was black. Very sheer. In the right light, you could read a newspaper.
Sunday night, I got a chance to look at both of them fairly closely. They were there at the game. And
the Kerry daughters?
They're easy on the eye. Yeah. Both of them are easy on the eye.
Especially Alexandra in this dress. Alexandra Kerry, however, tells Harper's Bazaar that the dress is actually quite conservative. She says that in the glare of...
Hold on. How can you be conservative? I could see her entire top, right? I'm not complaining, but I could see everything going on in her shirt.
It was the flashbulb.
That's what she says. The 3,500 flashbulbs. The dress became transparent.
Uh-huh.
Diaphanous, if you will.
Right.
In Alexandra's words, because of the dark world of the internet, there are now entire web pages dedicated to my breasts.
Imagine that.
She's a documentary filmmaker, and I don't know whether you've heard it or whether it's been written about, but it looks to me like win or lose, you're going to see a documentary about the campaign that'll be coming from her, because that's one of the things that she was doing the other night.
I want to see a documentary from the Bush girl that stuck her tongue out over the weekend.
Yeah,
that's the one that I want to see. Was that Jenna?
That'd be a good one.
I don't know which one it was, but
I think you could actually take kick Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton out and put them on The Simple Life. Jenna and Barbara.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
It'd be wonderful.
Welcome to Canada, ma'am. I'm going to need to see a nude picture of yourself. A lot of Latinas have been entering Canada to make a living as strippers. The Latina lovelies are very popular in the Great White North.
There you go. Happy Canada, we played your song today.
But now, the Canadian Embassy in Mexico says in order for the girls to get a work visa for Canada, they have to first provide a photo of themselves in the nude dancing in a club. The idea is to keep out imposters, they say. Authorities then have to pour through thousands of pictures of nude women, but someone has to. Afterward, the girls still have to have medical exams.
Give me a moment.
Oh, must be a customs official.
Take it off. Okay. Take it off.
Yeah.
Take it off.
What was that, Buzz?
Afterward, the girls still have to get medical exams and police certificates to get their visas.
Take it off.
Thank you, Barry.
Now that's a job.
It's a border guard, right?
Hello.
Take it off.
Anyway. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off. There you go. Thank you, Barry. He will be missed. Oh, in fact, you're looking at me in that way.
Yes.
You knew it was time for the thing,
right? Yeah, you knew that I knew that you knew.
Okay, so we do a full segment. We break here. What's next when we come back, Buzz?
Oh, up next. Killer whale attacks trainer during show.
Baby.
Take it off.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Killer whale attacks trainer during show.
Oh, my God.
Don Lennon.
Whatever gets you through the night.
That's something with me and Mike playing records. Yeah, we do it like that.
That was good. And we're just now hearing about the killer whale. It happened last Friday at SeaWorld.
Not a whale. I know it's not
That's
a whale.
That's the sound of the whale. Happened at SeaWorld in San Antonio, Texas.
That's a loud whale, man.
Yeah.
That's a big whale.
Thousands of people, including kids, were watching as a killer whale tried to live up to its name.
Not a whale.
Mommy, the whale's making a funny sound.
Quoting one Cletus, I told Crystal, I said, something's wrong, this ain't right, something's going on, and then it got real bad. I was videotaping and told the kids to close their eyes. Fortunately, the trainer's okay. Nobody's sure why the whale went nuts, except that it's breeding season.
Yeah, it's mating season, right. And they think that the whale got all sexed up.
No. Really? And so he wanted the trainer?
Yeah, and the whale threw around...
Hello?
There's an exclusive interview with the whale.
The killer whale.
The whale threw the guy around like a rag doll. And
yeah, I saw
then
the video.
For about 30 seconds, the guy, the handler, the trainer, doesn't come out of the water.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah.
Stunned, I think. But he's okay. The Shamu Adventure resumed in time for the Saturday performances, you know, without the ramming and biting.
Shamu! That's one loud whale.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he's...
Hello.
Hi, whale.
Breeding.
Whale!
That diet may be good for you, Mr. Over-the-Top Carb Counter, but it's killing the cereal companies. Kellogg and General Mills are beside themselves. They've both made several new products promising lower carbs, and still profits for both companies are down. A study shows that we're over 1,800 new products last year, or new product packagings, creating too many low-carb products for any of them to be successful. Also hard hit by the low-carb, no-carb diet craze, beer and soda makers, and Krispy Kreme donuts.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Yeah, I want some carbs.
Wow, listen to my stomach.
What is the whale?
Oh, it's my stomach now.
Okay. That's loud. That loud stomach.
Here's the whale, Mike.
Hello.
Here she is. I mean, he.
Lovely.
Somebody has finally done something about people who make and take cell phone calls in movie theaters. In the college town of St. Petersburg, Florida, a student and her boyfriend got pepper sprayed.
Ooh. Hey, well.
She says the incoming call was a family emergency and that she spoke so softly during the opening credits for Catwoman that her mother couldn't even hear her on the other end.
Catwoman. I want to see Catwoman.
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 Yeah, I pepper spray you. If you don't let me watch the opening credits of Catwoman, even though I'm not reading them.
The pepper spray came from a police officer.
Oh, really?
According to witnesses, the cop then shone a flashlight in her face and escorted the couple to the lobby. The cop told the couple to leave. The boyfriend asked why. The cop then pepper sprayed them.
Hold on. Give me a second. I want to play my new ringtone. Hold on.
Don't use your phone in the theater. That's the moral.
You have a new one? You don't have the Batman theme anymore?
I got to call the phone itself.
Mm-hmm.
And now, hold on, when's the stupid thing going to ring here? Oh. Wait a minute.
Hold on. It's wrong.
Give me a second.
Okay. Stop. Oh, hold on. 1 second. One call. A call missed, of course. You just called my freaking self.
Do you have a new one?
Yeah. Hold on. Got it downloaded. Okay. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be using this one permanently?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Better than Batman.
Is that it?
What's the new ring on my phone?
That is loud. So much clearer. I'd hate
like
to hear that in a movie theater.
You'll get pepper sprayed for that.
That was quite a trip.
Yeah, okay. It's late in the show, okay?
I thought you were really going to have it. How long are you going to keep that Batman one? Seriously.
Forever. It's the best ring in the
Batman
world.
Batman forever.
A trademark.
The best one forever.
Yeah.
I would never get rid of that one. Yeah, it's a good one. And now look at that. Look what you made me do now.
What did I make you
now
do?
Now the phone is stuck. I just got to do what I always do. Just take the battery out.
Yeah.
Just take the battery out.
Reboot.
Reset it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be cool. All right. Sorry that was such a long way to go for that payoff, Mike.
Because I know that you're always in the HOV lanes. You're always in the speed lanes.
You know me.
When it comes to driving down Funny Street.
Charge.
There's never any cones in your way on Funny Street.
Absolutely.
For you, Funny Street's the Autobahn.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like a 20-mile-an-hour road. Sorry about that.
Eat my dust with my jet ski.
Sorry about that.
At a McDonald's in San Benito, Texas, a teenage girl.
There's Don's cell phone.
Better get that. A teenage girl in San Benito, Texas, went to McDonald's.
It's a long road to go down.
Worth it. Said it was a long trip.
Are my fries ready yet? I'm starved.
Listen to his stomach growling.
He's hungry. Girl at McDonald's. Says she.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
That's the girl at McDonald's.
The girl. She's the one who's got the fries already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not about fries. She says she found something in her frozen yogurt parfait.
Parfait. Oh, what'd she find?
It was not an insect, but it was a roach.
Ooh.
A mostly smoked marijuana cigarette.
Well, yeah. Joe.
The Mickey D's refunded. She got her money back.
Welcome to Mick Ardinger. Man, I just finished my parfait and I want another one.
Well, police looked into it, but the manager says all of his employees take drug tests, so all's well that ends well.
You gotta have to pull up to the second window. Hi.
Hello, welcome to Mick Ardinger. This is Ricky Williams. How may I help you today?
Let's get back from Asia.
I know it was in the newspaper that I had a one-way ticket, but I was really...
Did you read that?
Yeah.
It was really a two-way ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, welcome to McAdams. This is I'm Ricky Williams.
Getting everybody to try the new Kravitz Parfait.
The value meal. Big corporations have apparently decided it's okay to vandalize San Francisco. And the city by the bay is not happy about this. NBC, the TV network, may get fined thousands of dollars for the ads it's been putting on the sidewalks of San Francisco to promote the sci-fi show The 4400. One local lawmaker even wants to pressure the network to make a large donation to the city's beautification projects. The stencils do not wash off with a hose. They require a power washer and soda. And the city's especially steamed since this is the second such cleanup. IBM spray-painted ads on the sidewalks a couple of years back, and it eventually coughed up $100,000 for the damage.
You don't want to know what IBM's ads were like.
What have they done for you lately?
I'll tell you this, that our station in San Francisco, KYCY,
right?
Has got a... No, here's the plan for us on the sidewalks with all the homeless people.
Right.
Whenever a guy pukes or goes to the bathroom on the street, they consider that to be an ad for our show.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
right.
Sidewalk advertising.
Yeah, and they don't even write our names on it.
See that? Think of us.
Mm-hmm. Streets of San Francisco.
Sidewalk.
Now, who the hell would remember this? I mean, Mike did, but this was what Michael Douglas back on his when he was
Carl
in the
Carl Malden
show?
And Michael Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Streets of San Francisco.
Yeah,
that's how Michael Douglas learned to act.
Yeah, got
that's
started.
A long trip.
That was a long trip.
That's a very long trip.
Hey, I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, phone call.
The Nazis lose again. In Germany...
Sorry, Rob.
Just beware.
It happened.
In Germany, neo-Nazis who try to go visit the Sieg Heil website find a page instead that tells about the Holocaust in detail. The website talks about the 6 million Jews killed by the Nazis and about the roots of anti-Semitism.
Yes.
It used to be a website for up-and-coming Nazis named after Hitler's victory salute. Today's modern German government revoked that website's license.
Gee, what a nice thing to do.
And finally...
You know, Rob's always telling me, you can't tell Reich from wrong.
Reich.
Reich. R-E-I. Yeah, okay. Okay, I know it's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the Autobahn.
I'm getting good gas mileage, though. Just want to say that. When it comes to being funny,
yeah.
I'm like the Prius, okay?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I don't go real fast, but I'm ecologically I'm friendly.
Absolutely. Finally, Oprah, and I guess you'll want to keep that answer.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
Oprah.
Oh, it's Oprah.
Oprah loves the chicken curry sandwich from the Art Cafe and Bakery in San Luis Obispo, California.
Oh, does she?
She's never actually been there. Someone else got her the sandwich. She's Oprah, for God's sake. She loves the sandwich so much, she bought the restaurant. We don't know how much she paid for the place, but because she used Oprah dollars, the joint was hers inside of 24 hours. The former owner is...
She really liked that sandwich.
The former owner is stunned. Quoting her, it was just a sandwich, you know? Quoting Oprah, this was the most expensive sandwich I ever had.
Shut up, girlfriend.
Shut up.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
No! Oh, yeah, that's it.
We
gotta go. Yeah. Good night, everybody. That'll be tomorrow. We'll see you then. Let's see. Today, well, who do we think? Lisa Joyner,
Marty Bass,
KCBS in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, this is not a joke.
You're getting a call. Somebody's really calling you now. That's so rude.
Hello.
You're working,
darling. I'm on the radio. Hey, hold on. Listen to this. Say hi to everybody. Hold on. Mike. Say it again.
Speakerphone?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I got speaker. Hold on.
Ah.
Yeah, hold on. Say hi.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't think you turned your show on.
Hi, Frida.
Hi, Frida.
I had it on. I was just doing a great bit. Mike just killed me with this. I was doing a great bit about this phone thing. And Mike just absolutely cut me to pieces on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's killer. I'm going to send it to Jay Leno. It's so funny.
He'll use it.
You like Leno, don't you, Charlie?
Leno!
Sure. All right, listen. I'll call you on my way home. Of course I do.
Are you sure, or do you want leftover Zito?
Oh, you did make some good ziti.
Ooh.
I'll have the ziti.
All right.
Okay, goodbye. Bye. Love you.
Okay, love you too.
Bye.
There she goes.
Oh,
ziti.
There she is.
I want to come to your house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, come on, Mike. I got a room open in 3 weeks. anyway, when the boy goes back to college.
Right, school.
Sorry. Thank you to Lisa Joyner from KCBS Television. Thank you to Martin Bass from WJZ 13 in Baltimore.
TV Cutie.
The guy with the football magazine.
Mm-hmm. Fantasy.
Emil.
Yep.
Emil, yes.
You got it. The magazine is Fantasy Football Pro Forecast. It is on newsstands now. Tomorrow, the return of Yalen FM.
Yalen!
We'll be giving away a WWE trip for two to Toronto. And... stand by for the celebrity hotline.
Ooh,
that's
good
it.
Night.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Stand by for the funniest nighttime show on radio. Ron and Fez coming up next on WJFK Live 105 and 1010 The Buzz. Mike, I know you keep voting for Tom Lickus.
I know I
but
do.
But I'm telling you, Ron and Fez are better than him.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give him a listen.
That's it. And you?
I have a Dixie cup in my toilet.
That's too funny. We have to talk about Rob's son, Robert, tomorrow.
Oh, that's code.
We'll... Bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.